Jeff Donnerbike.
Let's get retarded in here.
Everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Get into it. Yeah. Get stoked.
Come on.
Get retarded.
Come on.
Get retarded.
Hey.
Get retarded.
Just get retarded.
Hello.
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 Oh, hi there.
Yeah, you betcha. It's the best of Don and Mike. Hey there. Ho there. Hello there. It's your old buddy Rob Spiewak on a good-looking Friday. Weekend's here. Have a bottle of beer. See, I made it my own. It's the April Fool's edition of the Don and Mike Show, and April Fool's. Don and Mike are not here, but we do, no fooling, have a great best of for you today. Of course, Jeopardy will be here. We will have an interview with Bobby Cowsill. We'll discuss 30 pounds of cheese, but first, spotlight on Buzz Burbank. He wears a very tight shirt, and he's an aggressive driver. Oh, yeah, and then there's the matter of Beth Ann and Jason, her boyfriend at the gym. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Buzz, to be fair,
yes.
You could look over here and ask, you know, what are we having, the Hawaiian shirt convention over here?
Well, no, I like a good Hawaiian shirt. You know, the Hawaiian shirts look great.
And Mike's got his golf shirt on.
I've got my, what you used to call my uniform, which I used to wear a lot more. I'm wearing my my uniform, my golf uniform.
And I really wish you would wear your shirts a little tighter, like Buzz does. I think we should all wear our shirts a little tighter.
His are tighter.
I can do this.
His is tighter lower down.
What do you mean? Is that a stomach show?
Well, it's a little snug down here, don't you think?
Is that a stomach? At least I don't look like a ballerina.
Oh, hey! All right. Hey, good Friday.
Do you know a ballerina with biceps like me?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, Lou Ferrigno.
Actually, yes.
Just call me Mikhail.
I'm aware of that. I'm very happy with my stomach.
And rightly so.
I am very happy with it.
Where else would you rather be?
Let me just say, fellas.
Than right here, right now.
I want to stop this fighting right now.
I would simply say I am. I think you do have biceps, but I would work on those pecs a little bit. Okay.
That's right. It.
I have been. Because, you know, it's, but that's fine. Otherwise, it's fine. It's fine. Like, and we all look good, I think, today.
It's a it's a tight shirt you have on. That's all.
Yeah.
It's a tight shirt.
Shall I get a jacket?
At this point, I think we can make it through the show.
How long have we
been? It won't be that much of a distraction.
Okay.
We won't be able to do the show.
How long have we been making tight shirt jokes about Buzz?
Well, today's the
couple years.
But today
is the record holder.
The tightest of the tight.
That is. Did that go in the dryer or something?
No. But you're going to.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
He's getting feisty.
Yeah.
Because he's feeling strong and in shape.
That's right.
He's taking shots at all of us.
All right, well, listen.
Or maybe he's lightheaded because the circulation is being cut off.
Let me bring him down a notch.
All right.
Let me just bring him down to size.
Well, he certainly needs to be brought down.
He does. He's got too much happening.
Mm-hmm.
Before I bring him down to size, with a report about his road rage. Stand by for a road rage report on Buzz Burbank.
Wow.
Buzz? Coming up, yes.
Wow.
It's Beth Ann McBride who would like to file this report on behalf of all citizens of the Commonwealth.
All right.
Oh, my.
But first, before we get Beth Ann in here to confront you about the road rage.
Yes.
And she was hot about this when she came in, right?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. And also, pleased to be asking me to ask Beth Ann about the illicit affair she's having with the married guy in the workout room.
Right.
Really?
Oh,
yes. That's all I know. Here's the deal. First things first. You know those two homos that are getting married on September 11th, those two gay guys, the two gay guys that are friends with the Bush twins.
Okay.
And
Jenna and Barbara?
Yeah. And W is just, you know, he's got his panties are in a wad, but
no daughter of mine.
It's first
no
off
daughter of mine.
You know, it's 9/11, mm-hmm. which now is, you know, hopefully we remember, but still it's September 11th.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But still it's 9/11. And they are not going to do any of the stuff that he's doing to campaign and to show his feelings towards 9/11.
Right.
They are going to a gay marriage.
Yes. Now, their hairdresser, the guy who waxes their eyebrows.
This is where it gets interesting. These two guys, these two gays that are getting married.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Guess what their favorite radio show is?
Is it?
The Don and Mike
Hello.
No.
Hello.
Stop right. it.
No, I ain't kidding. They're coming on Monday, And I believe when they come on the show on Monday, either in person or in telephone form, they are going to be announcing, we should have in our hands at that time, Overnight Express, our invitations.
Awesome.
Oh, that is
so nice. So, consider if you want to go to a gay wedding on September 11th.
Very good.
Where the Bush twins will be there.
Very good. Should
I'd
be
say,
fun.
Yeah, bring it on.
Bring it on.
I'll go.
I will go. Yes, I will go. Absolutely.
Okay. How about you, tight shirt?
Sure.
How about you, Flathead?
If invited, I will serve.
And incidentally, about what do you think about the Ryan Seacrest haircut one day later?
It looks good. How do you feel about it the day after?
You know, it looks
fantastic.
It looks the same as it did before. Maybe it's cleaned up a little bit in the back.
It looks much better.
I don't want to say that Dean didn't do a nice job on my hair yesterday.
Well, take the headphones off for a second and let me take a good look. Let me see. There you go.
See,
no, it looks much better.
Does it really?
Neater. Yeah. It looks much
better
more
shape.
Even.
Here's the thing. He did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But really, $500? $500?
Yeah, I'm not seeing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
I thought about that.
That's where I got home last night, and Frida gave Frida gave my head the once-over last night.
Whoa!
She had to be pleased.
Wow. Yeah, she was all over my head last night.
Did she like her gifts?
Yeah.
Did she like the lotions and the creams?
The bag of stuff, yeah. But she was infatuated with my big head.
She liked it, I
Well, she kept saying, turn around. Yeah. Now, what is this stuff that makes the bald go away?
I knew she'd like it.
And I said, it's some like Mrs. Dash's something. You just, it's like pepper. You just
sprinkled it on.
Sprinkled it on. And then I like rubbed my hands up there a couple of times. It started to come off in my fingers.
Oh, sure. It did? It came off that easily?
And I think that as much as that was nice yesterday.
Let me see it today. Is the bald spot still there today?
Of course.
They just use it to fool the camera. Okay, so it's just really just a paint.
I washed my hair. Yeah, it's a paint your bald spot. I don't want that. I mean, it's a good haircut, and I thank Dean for my American Idol, and I hope he cuts my hair again next time he comes through, but I'm not going to invest in the paint your bald spot.
You're not going to. No, I knew you wouldn't.
Oh,
no.
Topic for men.
Okay, one of our fine sponsors. Yeah. I would imagine, though, to self-administer that would be very difficult.
Yeah.
You'd have to be harder than cutting your own hair.
You missed a spot.
You need somebody. You know, listen, fellas, I want to tell you something.
He said it's your friend that said it.
No, I know. It's my friend that said it.
I was just making an example. That would be hard.
Yeah. I want to just say, if my haircut at any time had looked so retarded.
It didn't look so retarded.
No, it never
See, that's the thing.
No.
I would hope that you would be honest enough with me when I came back.
You would be honest with yourself, too. You'd be the first one to talk about it. And when you came in, I didn't know. Only when I really looked at the back yesterday, the back looked a little Rain Manny.
Banowitz kept
looked a little Rain Manny.
Rain Manny, yeah.
Dean called our attention to a lot of things that you wouldn't normally see.
I never look at the back of your head because I'm looking at the front of you. And I realized when you turned to the side that you had it just looked really choppy.
I always look at the back of your head, and it grew in weird. That was the problem.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
a little Billy Ray Cyrus-y.
Yeah, it was. And there was enough back there for a ponytail. He said yesterday.
But isn't this up front party in the back?
I guess it's clear. Shut up. Shut up, friend.
We're all feeling frisky. It's Friday.
So anyway, that's the deal with the hair. I guess it looks good.
It does look good. Very neat. Very tidy.
Looks better than it did.
And I'm an advocate of the older you get, the shorter you go. With the hair. Nothing I hate worse than an old man with a ponytail.
I don't. You might be working with one soon. I'm considering it. Beth Ann.
Yep.
Would you come in here, please?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Thank you very much.
For People's Court.
That's B.A. McBride.
Well, I can't wait to hear about this.
Me too.
Also, want to get the information about the guys that are getting married, you know, and if that's really on the up and up.
Here she comes, Beth Ann McBride.
Here she is, B.A.
The accuser.
Hey, B.A., what's happening?
Hi.
What's happening? So, these guys, the homo guys that are getting married.
James and Irwin.
James and Irwin, they called you and they said, what?
They wanted to be on the Donna Mike show because it's their favorite show.
My God.
So. And you're actually invited to the reception. You guys aren't invited to the wedding.
Oh, well, that's okay.
I'd rather go
did that, too, with one of my weddings.
I'd rather go to the reception anyway than the wedding.
That?
Yes, you did.
Didn't I have just a select group of people at the wedding and then
everybody else
whole pile of
party.
People came to the reception.
Right.
That's the way. I like that. That's the way people should do it.
Right, good. So they're coming on the show Monday?
They're going to be via telephone because they are... It's the wedding that the country is talking about, and there's lots of plans, and they're very, very busy, and they're both very successful, but we are going to get them. They're adjusting each of their schedules to be on the phone at the same time.
And then, great, and we're really, like, no BS, we're being invited to the...
reception. As a matter of fact, James even, like, called me again to say that Irwin had just put it in overnight. It's being overnighted.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You'll have to call Dina. He'll have to do my hair again.
I know.
He'll have to do my hair before the wedding.
I'll say, Dean, bring Mrs. Dash.
And do you think it'll be like, kind of a funky reception? So
I think it's going to be fun.
Mike, here's what I recommend we do.
Okay.
We rent the movie. I don't remember the name of it, but it stars Cuba Gooding Jr.
Right.
Where he goes on a boat, mm-hmm. and what's the name of that movie?
Is it Out to Sea?
I don't know. All I know is, first off, just absolute slap nuts funny. Of course, no, it's a piece of garbage.
Right.
Like the worst movie ever made.
Sure.
But he's on a cruise ship, and, you know, hey, he doesn't figure out that it's a gay cruise until like three quarters of the way through the movie. And of course, there's only one straight woman on the boat. She's hot, and she'll have nothing to do with him. And I can't tell you why I've watched this movie, and I can't tell you why I watched Cuba Gooding Jr. in Snow Dogs.
Yeah.
But I do want to say that I did reach my limit
with radio.
Radio.
Yeah. Radio. Goofy, Goofy.
That's where I soured on him. Mm-hmm.
So what will we learn from that? Is how to dress? Is that for the wedding reception?
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
I'm just wondering, you know, if it's a gay wedding, I'm thinking it's very stylish, and I'm wondering if you think you're going to have the traditional look for the reception?
I think that'll be in the, when we get there.
Because, man, I'd love to, you know, just, yeah, have a funky look.
Okay, Elton.
I'd like to, yeah, exactly. How did you know?
How about that suit?
I'd like to wear a velvet coat.
No, how about that suit he wore at Dodger Stadium? Do you remember when he wore, like, a Donald Duck Dodgers outfit?
Didn't he have the big round rhinestone glasses then,
yeah,
too?
Big sequin thing. Oh, hold on. Here's somebody with that movie. Richard?
Yes?
Don't hide from your feelings. What's up?
The movie that you gentlemen are thinking of is Boat Trip.
Boat Trip, yeah.
With Cuba.
It is an awful movie. Thank you.
It's horrible. Thanks.
All right, thanks. See you later. Have a good weekend. So, Beth Ann.
Yeah.
What's your problem with Buzz?
Yeah.
Oh, and so anyway, these guys will be on the show Monday.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about going to their wedding day, because that'll be funny, because that's a big news event, and we'll be there. And when we talk to them, I think, don't we want to be introduced to the Bush girls?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we gotta make friends with them.
Yeah.
And imagine if we could get them to come on this show.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Wouldn't that be a coup?
Oh, that would be
a big coup.
Maybe that's not the word you want to use.
That would make good.
When you're talking about presidential politics.
Buku. Buku Bush, girl.
Buku.
Make us like the John Stewarts of radio for one day.
Very exciting. You think we'd play the tape of Jenna that we have? Of course, we don't play that tape anymore.
No, it's the...
No, so all those, play that tape.
All those tapes got washed away, Mike, with the FCC.
Yeah.
However, we can still talk... Oh, before we talk about Beth, Ann, and Buzz, you know, I can still interject adult material into this show.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I can tell you that Beth Ann McBride, frankly, was doing it last night on a Stairmaster step machine with a man named Jason. And here's the thing, he's a Mormon.
Oh, my.
I don't know if he's a Mormon, because he's from Salt Lake City.
Really?
But he and I are always at the workout place the same time.
That's how many relationships begin, Beth.
No, he's married. He's a nice guy.
How many relationships
and
begin, Beth.
On Monday, there may be just me and him and like 10 other people. Mm-hmm. By Tuesday, it trickles down. Kind of like Friday Joe. You know,
Is he a man who's in shape?
Yeah, he's in great shape.
Really?
Yeah, so you've noticed.
Yeah.
So yesterday, here's when she comes to the office and tells Rob and I think maybe Buzz is there. She steps and says, "So there's this guy that's always in the workout room, and yesterday he approached you."
Yeah,
right.
Well, you know, because we're always there. Hey, what do you do? What do you do? Blah blah blah. He works for the state. I work for a radio station. Which one? I give WJFK. And what's your name? He recognized B.A. And I'm going,
isn't it fun?
There you go. Well,
it's kind of fun, isn't it?
Sweating and, you know.
You got laid, right?
No,
that's good.
No,
congratulations.
No. You got laid.
No, but he does love you guys. He does. Because then the whole time he was talking about, you know.
Well, it sounds like you're expanding your horizons by going to the health club and starting to meet new people. And, that's terrific. You're getting out of your house.
Jason, so the first guy that you've met that you like is a married Mormon.
I like him as a friend. He's just there. I worry when he's not there, though. I said, where have you been? You haven't been here for 2 days.
Does he have any single friends?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Because now he's only going to talk about you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. That's just the way to get, you know, that we're the top layer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just the icing.
Now, now he's just got a subject.
See, now because
he's always wanted to talk to you.
My favorite subject.
We're here to help.
Oh, shut up. but now because we've talked about it tonight when you go to the workout place, mm-hmm. and didn't you already tell me that you're pretty sure it'll just be the two of you tonight?
Yeah.
Friday night is a lonely night in the workout room.
Bring the wine.
Not for Beth Ann.
Stairmaster and wine.
So tonight you get on your machine.
Listen, his wife was there a couple days ago. She's going to have a baby. Please don't do this.
So shall I bring the wine?
So tonight,
that's funny.
Tonight you get there. And he's there. And
the light,
how are you? You're a little late, huh?
The lights go down.
I've been on this for about 15 minutes. I'm about to, listen, I brought something for you. Let me turn this off. Oh. I've lowered the lights in here.
Hold on, I gotta find something.
He's finding music.
Yes, I am.
Should I tell Buzz?
Yeah, hold on, give me a second.
Okay.
Well, no, this is too obvious, Rob.
Come on now, boy. This is awesome. That's
the one. Yeah, you know, there's no one else here on the workout, right, Sudan?
I heard you talk about me on the air today, Beth Ann.
I just want you to know, I feel the same way.
Beth Ann, may I call you B.A.? Oh, B.A. I brought my own boombox.
I'm playing this one especially for you, B.A.
I feel like making love.
Now I will never go to the workout room again.
Look how red she is.
It's funny.
You know, my really one plus- friend, you tell me to get a new friend, you get rid of my old one, I get a new one, and look what you've done.
Well, that's right, your other one that came on the show, and now she'll never be your friend anymore.
You fired her.
We fired your, yeah, because she wasn't a good friend.
I think she was.
I bet this guy's a better friend.
Except when he doesn't show up. Where have you been?
He's probably a great friend. Maybe not that good a husband. Getting another selection?
Yeah, I can't. You know, I can't.
Another selection for the workout room?
I can't find another, like, good, cheesy. Like, this is the best. You know, feels like the first time.
Too good. That's the reason. It doesn't work comedically. If the song is just too. I think the song is too solid. It's something
Where's
lame
my or... box? Robbie, where's my yellow box? You better get the yellow box of records. Box. To find the right song for Beth Ann. While we're finding this right song for this guy that she's going to...
You know what we need? You know the song that I think the definitive comedic lovey-dovey song that we should have is Lovin' You by Minnie Riperton.
We got it, but hold on.
We have it somewhere?
We got it somewhere.
That's the best one. That is the best one. That makes me laugh every time I hear that song.
Because it's so awful. It's terrible.
Well, Robbie, look for it. I found something else in the meantime.
Oh, okay. Something tasty?
Thanks, so.
All right.
Something you'll hear tonight.
Music for the workout room.
So tonight, imagine the scene. You arrive about, what time, like 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
You're there, you're in your spandex, whatever it is you're wearing.
Baby.
All of a sudden, you notice the lights go dim.
No, it's actually dark when she walks into the workout room.
Okay, it's dark.
Only the soft glow of the LED.
That would be scary.
He pushes the button.
Beth Ann. It is I, Jason, and in the fine Mormon tradition, I want you to become my third wife now. Let's do it on the machine.
So I sang you to sleep after the love.
Ah, sweet Beth.
That might be better than the Minnie Riperton, that particular song.
And do you love Engelbert Humperdinck like I do, darling?
Of course you do.
All we Mormons do.
Just lay there. Don't say a thing. Sweet Beth Ann. You know, you are so red that it's now going all the way down your neck.
Now I'm going to have to work it at 10. You know, I'm going to have to completely rework my life, which I am like clockwork.
Oh, this will go either two ways. This will be, you know, he'll have a big grin on his face when you see him. Or like
he'll buy his own Stairmaster.
Or you'll receive a letter.
from his attorney and his wife.
No, I bet the guy tonight comes in and says, hey, that was funny. That was great.
But we're moving.
Okay.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard, but I tell you, I'm serious.
It's how I feel.
Right.
I love you, B.A.
I love you.
Tell us about your problem with Buzz, please, Beth Ann.
Yes, please.
Buzz, I was the Volvo in front of you in the parking lot.
Does this mean anything to you, Buzz?
Oh, my God.
And Buzz, at first I go, oh, my God, there's Buzz. I'm waving. And I go, the reason I can tell it's Buzz right behind me because your car was practically in my back seat.
Wow.
And that's how it started. Then we go out of the parking lot. He's behind me in traffic, so, and he is still on my butt.
You must be the crazy lady who was in front of me gesticulating, doing hand gestures as if you were speaking on the telephone the entire time and not moving along with the flow of traffic. Would that have been you?
No tight shirt, man. I think you're tight. Attire is making you drive like a maniac. Weaved in and out of traffic, and I was concerned.
I'm full of testosterone. Were you on the phone or something? What was going on?
No. Yes, I was calling 911 to report you.
What was with all the hand gestures? You know,
I was waving at you, and then
no, you were
started.
You were doing this. You were doing a lot of this with the hands in the air.
Get off
now,
my
Buzz.
Butt.
Now you're doing the non.
I know, but I don't know how to communicate that on the radio. What do you do
Buzz
when you're
just throwing your hands up in the
palms up? Sort
how
of.
Come you two? Crazy thing. Kids didn't recognize each other. Well, you obviously recognized Buzz, but was Buzz just simply in too much of a rage to recognize you?
Well, I looked down and I said, we're both late, and he's really late, but, you know, Buzz, we're going to get there. We're like two blocks, and he just...
So you were late, Buzz?
And there was
a couple minutes, yeah. Okay. But, I mean, it wasn't in a big hurry. I knew I was close enough to on time, but everything was
just
fine.
Just make you feel good, Mike? Yeah, other people being late?
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. You know, because I, believe it or not, I know you might find this hard to believe, but I... kind of go nuts if I'm getting super late. I really do.
I'm not sure that I went nuts or did anything aggressive.
Beth Ann's saying you almost killed somebody.
You couldn't wait
somebody.
To get from not behind me. Then you got into the middle lane. Then you had to come back over to right lane. And there was so much traffic. And I just could not believe that this was my Buzz Burbank driving like this.
I was following closely behind you.
Very close.
In the hope that it would make you look in your mirror and see that there was traffic behind you that also wanted to get through.
And her speed, Buzz. How would you describe her speed?
I'm going to say somewhere between 4 and 6 miles an hour.
It was perfect for the road conditions, Buzz.
Hold on. Were you driving really 4 to 6 miles an hour?
I was at a stoplight.
Are you a slow driver? Are you a slow driver by nature?
I'm a good driver.
Now, let me say this. No, you're not a slow driver. Based on just one night when you happened to beat me out of the building,
and I
never knew you drove a Volvo.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't either.
Until I saw you rocking by. When I was like, boom, what was that? What was that? That's Beth Ann.
Yeah.
But you're not as dangerous as Buzz, obviously.
It was scary.
That's an exaggeration. That's insane. It couldn't have been scary.
Is it an exaggeration or is it insane?
I knew one of us was going to be
an insane exaggeration.
How do you think Jason feels about this?
I think he doesn't want anything to happen to me. And I think Buzz needs to slow down.
I think we need to
smell the roses,
speed
Buzz.
Up.
Smell the roses.
Move with the flow of traffic. Keep it moving. Nothing
Whatever.
To see here.
Tight shirt.
And this is for Jason.
So I send you to sleep.
Beth Ann will be waiting for you tonight. Calgon bath oil bees.
Sure.
All of this road rage built up inside of her.
You know, they're men's locker rooms and they're ladies' locker rooms, but after 8, it just doesn't matter.
No.
He is Jason and Beth Ann.
Beth Ann. Would you mind if I muted CNN headline news? I don't know about you, but I have trouble making love with the image of war. Let's turn on Lifetime.
I want to make love to you. I truly do. But let's stretch first.
Say, darling. How about a few deep knee squats?
And after we're through, you give me that address of that newsman of yours who made you so unhappy. And by the time I get done with him,
We won't be terrorizing anyone in traffic anymore.
Me and my Mormon homie will tell him what a tight shirt really is. Ah, sweet Beth Ann. How do you work for those pigs every day?
Standing next to you makes cool down impossible.
Bob Spiewak with an exercise reference.
That's very good.
Say, look, Beth Ann. Look at my blood pressure, my heart monitor. Do you see that? Run in time with me, Beth Ann. Let's do side-by-side cardio. Oh. When I heard you talk about me on the radio today, I had to pull off to a rest area, Beth Ann. I called my wife and I said, bitch, it's over.
Now it's me and you. And look at this workout room. It's you, it's me, it's equipment, a couple of televisions, and all these towels.
My sweet darling Beth Ann, join me now, and then we'll jet off to Salt Lake, where we will live in a remote village, like nomads, from cave to cave, with our hippie lifestyle and our free love. But for tonight, we'll have the knowledge that we did it on the Bowflex machine.
Because, Beth Ann, I know that I've loved you since the minute I laid eyes on you.
7 days ago. Beth Ann McBride.
Come out to Utah with me. We'll drink water because we're not even allowed to drink caffeinated soda.
Is that the way they made you blush today, darling? That beautiful blush on your neck.
They won't make you blush anymore. You're coming away with me.
Because I love you. Jason. Salt Lake. Workout room.
XXO. Oh, dear. That was sweet. Oh, boy.
That was.
Hello.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're paying for my new membership at another club.
Oh, come on, darling. I bet that guy likes that.
Okay, I'll find out tonight.
Okay, let us know.
Okay. Let us know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye, B.A. hold on, turn the music down for a second. Seriously.
Uh-huh.
Did you have any idea Beth Ann thought that you had road rage?
No, and see, here's the deal. She's not from the big city. So this traffic is new to her.
She'll catch on.
Oh, she's going to get you. Rob.
It's not Wichita.
No.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No, I never kissed your butt, but it was a job.
George Shakiris.
Yeah, you're such a
fag. So you used to go in and wipe.
What could I do when I was Celestia? I spoke a different language. I spoke a different language that God and I spoke together. I could see into the future. I could heal people.
Can you still remember that language you spoke?
Of course.
Can you do any of it?
Sure. What would you like me to say?
I don't know anything.
Well, the word for God, okay, a lot of it is prayer. The word for God in my language was called Kines. Akines, Akaforta tu Madon. It is a good fortune, Ista Don, to be here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah, get the let out, baby. It's The Best of Don and Mike on a good-looking Friday. What do we have here? Oh, you're going to like this. You know what we love? We love the Dumbass Roundup, otherwise known as the phone scan. World's weirdest phone scan. In fact, we try to give a lady, Cynthia, a prize, and she declines it. And she's from Sacramento. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike, what's going on, guys?
Hey, hi.
Hey, Mike, I just got to say, if Don's willing to give you 14 points and the Redskins, you got to eat that up and make some money off of this guy. That's ridiculous backing Benny Testaverde like that.
That's ridiculous. Yo, like this is a sports show.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, do you see me over here trying to figure out what he's talking about here?
I said,
you picked Dallas for this.
I thought Dallas would win by 14, yeah.
Well, you know, I've got another really. I understand we're talking football and it's the football season, but there still is a little thing we call the MLB, Major League Baseball, and I got to worry about my Red Sox and Yankees just for one last weekend, of course, before the playoffs, and just see what happens.
You have an appointment with the Grim Reaper.
I do.
The Yankees only have to win one more game, and you lose our bet.
Yeah, the Red Sox are probably going to the wild card. There's no question about that. There's a little question. But right now, as far as our bet, it's looking very bleak. I believe one win.
One win by the Yankees.
So it could be tonight.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
I think if next Friday Buzz gives him a little sexy voice, he might loosen up earlier.
Well, that always does help, because Buzz is so goddamn sexy. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Turn down your radio, please.
Like us rules.
Like us rules.
Like us rules. That is funny. We're not doing Make Us Laugh. That would have won yesterday on Make Us Laugh.
What if that's the guy that beat him up?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, you were not born. You were made in an NFL toy factory.
Okay, I should point out it's Friday.
Yes, it is, and hold on.
Okay, let's do it this way.
Oh, hold on, where is it?
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
Hello there. Don and Mike, phone scan. Hello.
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 The lady was scared she was late for church. She ran up, scampering up the stairs.
No. Lady, what are you doing?
You don't just dive in and tell a joke.
For God's sakes.
It doesn't work that way.
Like Pearl Harbor all over again. Get out of here.
You got rules here.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Women. Hello.
Exactly.
Hi. I got this thing turned on right?
Yeah.
I believe I do. Don and Mike show. Hello, okay. Line. Oh, there you go. Line 8. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I just got a quick question. I just want to know why BA doesn't have $100 for his football league as much as I see her down in Baltimore Street. And Buzz, where's my weed?
That was the young man calling our producer a whore.
A whore. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
That's not right. Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. Buzz. Joe.
Hi.
This is Honk for Cash Sid. Oh, you probably don't remember. You guys got a great Philly Smooth show today.
Oh. Was that a nickname?
Was that a nickname? What did he call himself, Robbie?
Honk for Cash Sid. Whatever that.
Yeah, that count as down. A nickname.
Did yeah, it does. Yeah.
Sid,
did you cut me off. Anyway, I just wanted.
Yeah, there you go.
This is Honk for Cash Sid.
Hello, Don and Mike show. No nicknames, please. Hello.
Hey, Radio Gods. How are you?
Hi, we're doing very well, thanks.
Did you guys ever figure out the deal with Salman Rushdie, the Ayatollah Khomeini, and
Cat Stevens?
I think we did, yeah, that Cat Stevens was into the Salman Rushdie, the guy that wrote... Oh, I guess I got it backwards.
Yeah.
That's a shock. I got something backwards. Well, wait, hold on. So if was Cat Stevens good or bad back then?
He is. He has been known to support... Islamic groups that are tied to terrorist organizations.
Gotcha. So he is a bad guy.
Very bad.
Okay. And he was for or against the Ayatollah Khomeini?
He was for the Ayatollah, and he was supporting the Ayatollah when the Ayatollah called for the death of Salman Rushdie.
And now I finally remember who that dude is. That's the dude that wrote the book and had to hide.
Yes. And he was always surrounded by security. And,
gotcha.
And still is floating around and goes to, like, book parties and stuff like
and
that.
And cats... And well, how come we're not, as long as we're looking for folk singers, how come we're not looking for Joan Baez?
Oh, she hasn't even been mentioned in any of this.
Or Melanie. Oh. I got a brand new pair of roller skates.
Donovan.
Donovan Mellow Yellow. Yeah. See, that's almost psychedelia.
That almost doesn't count as a folk singer.
Folk.
But Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Oh!
We have to keep them off our planes.
That is the all-time winner.
And they'll come out to Wolf Trap, and they'll bring all their traveling shows of idiots.
Hello.
I hate them.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys, I can't talk now. All my friends are coming over to play fish fight tonight.
And if you had it, or if you read it incorrectly like I do, it's fish eight.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I got kind of a weird radio question for you. What's a good wattage for an AM station?
A good wattage?
Yeah.
Yeah, 10.
Charlie.
I disagree. I would say even lower than that. I think you can get by on 3.
Mm-hmm.
A good solid 3-watt signal.
Or sometimes, you know, if we want to be honest, we're kidding, of course, 60, like the light bulb.
Make sure you reduce it at sundown.
Just unscrew it.
Why do you ask, sir?
Well, I was curious because in Salt Lake we have a 50,000 watt, and I didn't know if that was good or not. I've heard you bag on AM stations before.
No, listen, we bang on AM stations because we'd rather be on FM. The truth is, out in Salt Lake, it's like in Sacramento. We're on one of those stations that go, you can pick it up like in 5 different states, for
God's
sake.
What's the station that covers the Orioles around Washington, D.C.? I believe that's a 6-watt station. Based on my listening habits of this week, when I would never listen to that station, but I listened to it. And it really, I got, when I was listening to my beloved Boston Red Sox against the Baltimore Orioles, I got a better signal on WTIC
out of Hartford,
Connecticut.
Sure, than you did off WTEM.
Amazing.
No, you have a better chance of just hearing it from the stadium.
But actually, to answer that question about, we don't like being on crappy AM stations,
right,
generally speaking, but if it's a crappy AM station that has a signal that covers everywhere,
right,
we found that people don't really care if it's AM or FM, as long as they get it real good and clear.
Remember, when we started on KB Radio in Buffalo, you could pick it up down here.
Right.
It was one of those great signal.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention, I think the most powerful AM station in the country is KCJJ.
Oh, okay.
Really, our station in Iowa City, Iowa.
And that goes everywhere.
It's like 1630. As soon as it gets dark outside, you can hear it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up in my film.
We've actually gotten calls from Haiti on that station.
Well, we're number one in Haiti, Mike.
We are.
And, boy, all those hurricanes down there. But they still haven't stopped our listenership.
No, they haven't.
And we keep getting the Bowling for Dollars cards from Haiti.
Yeah, and they will still continue to listen once the power comes back on.
Hello, Donald. Oh, wait, listen. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, hold on one second.
I shipped all those D batteries to Haiti for our listeners.
I wish that all the weather people would stop referring to the hurricanes like they are people. Because here's what I see. Tonight on News Channel 6, we'll have the latest with Charlie, Ivan, Lisa, and Matthew. Sounds to me like I'm watching an episode of Joey.
I know. I'm still blown away that we got another one. And isn't another one like doubling back and coming to get us?
Ivan has already come back.
Right.
And is hitting Louisiana.
Amazing.
Gene, or as some dumb weather people call it, Genie, even.
Hey, come on now. Hit the East Coast, Genie.
Hey, Genie.
There you go, Genie.
Larry Hagman.
That's right, Genie. Genie's going to come up the coast, and then I'm going to put her back in the bottle.
Larry, you had a birthday this week.
That's right, and it was a naked day, and I wore my cowboy hat.
How old do you think Larry Hagman was?
78.
73.
73?
How many years since he got his liver transplant?
6. Genie?
9.
9?
9.
I got them both wrong, Genie.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. Hey,
hi.
Mike.
Hey, thanks for waiting.
I've been trying to call you guys for a couple weeks, but thank you for my iPod.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, good.
Since that time, I think you guys gave away green crayons one day.
Did we give away green crayons?
Maybe we did.
Anyway, and the other thing was...
Well, hold on. You lost me. You won an iPod.
I won an iPod.
You're happy about that.
And then you called a bust on us for giving away crayons?
No, I was calling because I didn't get the crayons. So I think the iPod...
Wait a minute, when did we give away... Rob, when did we ever give away crayons?
Never did.
We never gave away crayons, sir.
You guys were cleaning out the office supplies.
We may have given away some old Sharpies or something like that.
We gave away green flare pens.
Difference between a flare pen and a crayon.
But still, would you rather have a crayon or a flare than an iPod?
No, I really like my iPod.
Okay,
then why did you bring up the crayons?
Because I got an iPod instead of the flare pen.
I don't get it.
You got an iPod instead of a crayon?
I hate to break this to you, but we're going to need that iPod back.
Nope. It'll be in the mail.
Thank you.
I'll be mailing it from Boreville.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
The gift of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
See you later. Bye-bye.
It's like, hey, thanks a lot for that great prize.
And you know, there's only one song in that iPod downloaded 3,000 times, Macarena.
That's right. He loves it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, phone scan.
Question, Bat Brain.
Yeah.
When is the radio host the same as the homosexual?
When?
When he's in love with an NFL host?
Riddler. Riddler thing. For Riddler. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Gorshin.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello. I want to go to Mexico.
Who doesn't, pal?
I want to go to Mexico.
This is the weird hour, right?
Hello,
now.
Don and Mike show. This is the phone scan. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Sandy Colfax. I'm looking for a boy named Larry. He has my matzo ball sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm Larry in the corner.
Matzo ball sandwich.
What do you need it?
What do you want? Hey, Larry, if you couldn't have a matzo ball sandwich, what would you really love to eat?
Oh, boy.
That's not funny. Hello, Don and Mike
no
show.
Way.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon with the completely lame Corona.
Oh, God, everybody's calling with her.
The entertainers are calling.
All right, go ahead. I guess, because it's a groaner, go ahead.
What is Eddie Murphy's favorite dinosaur? A Tyrannosaurus Rex. Hello.
A Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh,
that was a groaner. That counts.
That's a groaner.
That counts.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great.
Hey, good. Hey, Mike, how's everything going at home there?
he said, how's everything going at O'Mara's?
Thanks. Look around cafe.
Isn't that your general manager?
Yes. Hello. Don and Mike show.
He's always bomb.
Yes, but he's good though.
Hello.
Hello, Radio Gods. How are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I was in Washington the other day, and I ran into the Hank's Look Around Cafe, and I ran into Rob's dad.
Oh, yeah. Is this true? Was your dad in Mike's restaurant, really?
Well, I'll agree. Just to let
in downtown Washington.
Thanks. Yeah. Look around cafe.
Yeah. The M Street location.
Oh, hold on. Are you calling us with a joke?
No. I thought it was Dr. Neil Clark Warren. I saw him.
Okay. All right.
Whatever. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I prolonged it.
He's trying to be funny. Hello, Donna Mike's show.
I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren.
We're rotating at random, and you talked over me. You ruined it. I find more. Yuck smash.
What's going on here?
Guy said I talked over him. Sorry.
See, I think everybody's got their prepared comedy ready to go.
It's okay with me. I mean, it's a good phone scan.
You need a decoder? I mean, what do you need?
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
When that phone got answered and we heard we're here at St. Pat's, me and Opie looked at each other and went, uh-oh, red flag. Right there, we kind of knew this is not a good place to go.
That made me laugh.
You just heard two more dead men.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show. God, we are surrounded by dead people today.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, I'm just listening from Haiti, and I'm looking for a good place to eat. Where is Mike's Look Around Cafe?
Oh, God.
The Port-au-Prince location?
What? Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Calling us from a trailer or something. You're on the air. I mean, it really sounds like a tractor trailer.
It does.
Thing. Hello.
Yeah, you guys are there?
Yeah, we are here.
Yeah, I don't get you guys for the last hour in Portland, Oregon. I was wondering if you guys are still doing the Make Joe Laugh.
No, not today.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
You sure? Because it's funny.
I'm sure it is.
Are you sure?
Are you calling from a tractor or something like that?
No, this must be a bad connection.
Bad connection.
Bad.
Are you calling us from the back of an ox cart?
A delivery driver, so
oh, very
you
good.
Must all be right. Hearing that.
Okay.
Okay.
Machinery.
See you.
See ya.
Goodbye.
It's kind of quaint in Portland, Oregon, the way they deliver out of oxen cart.
Goodbye, then. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I got a groaner for you.
No. We already had a guy.
Not allowed.
Groaner. Come on. That's the groaner quota for today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I need your advice.
Yes.
I had a golf lesson this morning, and the golf teacher used that term that Rob really hates that people say. It rhymes with blot, blot.
What not?
Yes.
You have to disregard everything he's told you and fire
him. You got
to
fire him.
Mike, would you be my golf coach?
Absolutely, and I will not use the word whatnot.
God bless you. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. Well, how are you going to be his coach, Mike?
I can do it over the phone.
He didn't leave his information.
Oh, bastard.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, what's Rob's job title?
Whatnot.
Thank you.
Whatnot, boy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I just think you guys really need to stop hanging up on me. This is James, and I am a cop. I am a cop.
Is this the... Is that the same?
No, it's not. No. It's a guy that was doing prepared comedy.
Okay. I was wondering if it was the same guy from almost 4 hours ago when we started today's show.
And it should be pointed out some of the people doing prepared comedy have already begun their happy hour.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, Radio God.
Hi there, phone scan.
Yes, please for you to tell me when Mexico will have their Spanish-speaking phone line.
Hello, Don and Mike show. We do have a line from Mexico, but thank you for phrasing it the way that we talk. Pleased to be telling me this. Hello, Don and Mike show. Pleased to be speaking. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Okay.
I'm disappointed. You guys don't put anybody in the book anymore.
Listen, that's because everything's been going so good. Why you gotta screw it up?
How about that tool, though, who called and pretended to be a cop?
Well, if we'd had more time with him, he might have made the book. But you know what? Even that was entertaining.
And we had fun with him. And you know what? I think you might just be flirting to go into the book. I think what you want is for us to say everybody else was okay, but you're going in the book. And you know what? You're not going in the book.
See, and he knew that, and he hung up. He was like an S&M guy.
Gotcha. Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, good person.
Hi there. You're on the air.
What's the good word?
The good word is
cheese.
Fun.
Cheese.
Hey, Don, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you work with a guy named Joe Armstrong or Jack Getty? Back in your old days?
No. No, I did not. I did not.
Oh, he's talking about back in the days when you were an astronaut.
yes, that would be it.
It was Neil. It was Buzz here. Aldrin and Neil Armstrong.
That's who they were. No, it was Neil Clark. Patrick Harris.
Neil Clark Warren, who was also an astronaut.
And a kid toucher, too.
I'm Neil Clark Warren.
Here I go. Doesn't the voice just sound like that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Slimy.
I meet boys. Honey Harmony.
Oh, there's no way that's true. He's an astronaut.
Hello. Picture in a pair of
Don and Mike.
Freak Me Friday.
Pardon me?
This be Freak Me Friday.
Is this what Friday?
Can this be Freak Me Friday.
Freak Me Friday.
Yeah, sure.
What is your name, ma'am?
Mona.
Mona. Mona, listen, darling, believe it or not, you're the last person on the phone scam.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes. Mona, what are you, high, drunk? Right now?
I want to be spanked by Tony.
It's a man, I think.
Are you a guy?
No, I'm not. I just have to talk real low at work.
You want to be spanked by me?
I want to be spanked by Tony.
By Tony?
Bacardi Limon.
Bacardi the engineer?
Unfortunately, I've got to get home to my Bacardi Limon, you understand?
Yes, I know.
Now, listen, we have a trip to give away here, and you are going to have to be honest with us.
Okay.
And fess up. Are you a man or a woman?
No, I'm a woman.
And your name's Mona, really?
No.
What's your real...
She's being honest. It's good. She senses that she may win a fabulous prize.
What's your real name?
My real name is Cynthia.
Cynthia.
Where are you from, Cynthia?
Sacramento.
I'm still waiting.
Now, you might have a better chance of the prize if you stop whispering.
Cynthia?
Okay.
Cynthia?
Okay.
Are you really a woman?
Yes.
What is your dress size?
8.
Of course, in Sacramento, that's such a judgment call.
You guys need to stop.
Yes, we do.
She really is calling from Sacramento.
We need to stop what, darling?
Thinking that I'm a man, I'm at work.
No, she's a woman. She's all woman.
Listen, darling, are you ready for this? You're the last person on the phone scan, so you won a trip to Mexico.
That's wonderful. I look forward to that. I'm excited. Thank you.
No, we need more than that. This is a trip to Mexico.
This is it with Sammy Hagar.
Okay.
She's so weird. There's a weird lady we're sending to Mexico.
Can't you squeal? Squeal real loud.
It's hot at work.
You're in the middle. It's your middle of your work day, isn't it?
I know.
Yes.
Come on. Will you please squeal like a pig, please, for the prize?
She's embarrassed. Can't you just yell to all your coworkers, I just want a trip to Mexico?
Okay, here goes.
Go for it.
I just want a trip to Mexico.
Now would you scream to your coworkers, Don and Mike think I'm a man?
No.
No, you won't do that? Well, listen, whatever your name or gender is, you have indeed won the Cabo Wabo Meltdown Friday, October 8th through Sunday, the 10th of October. Round-trip airfare. You stay at the beautiful Hotel Hacienda. You go to see Sammy Hagar Friday night and Saturday night, and then you go to Sammy's private recovery party on Sunday.
Wonderful.
Are you distracted by something?
Yes, and it works. It's so hard. Thank you, though.
Well, you were. It wasn't so important. Work wasn't so important that you didn't call us up.
I was surprised that I was going to be the last caller. I just wanted to sound sexy for you guys for the weekend.
Well, she wanted to.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Freaky Friday. Anyway. It's kind of like we were running a race, and now we just kind of limped to the end of it.
Well, unfortunately, you have to blame her. You have to find blame for her, and you just got to remember where she's calling from.
Sacramento, capital of California.
I mean, really, even though you're in the middle, would you get fired if you really went bananas because you want a trip to Mexico?
No, she wouldn't. Of course not. Are you there, Cynthia?
Yes.
Cynthia, why don't you just scream real loud, you know, like someone who really won a prize?
Because I'm at work.
What kind of work do you do, Cynthia?
I'm a data entry operator.
A data entry operator.
Oh, BFD. Come on, honey. Let go with one. Wait, for God's sake, what time is it out there? It's 3:12, right?
Yes.
You scream, say, I'm going to Mexico to meet Sammy Hagar.
Say it loud, though.
I already said it too loud.
Oh, she's not.
Jesus. All right, Sacramento.
Jesus Christ.
I've got to work. I take my job seriously, but I'm calling the radio show in the middle of my job.
Brother.
Come on.
Okay.
Give us...
Sorry I disappointed you.
Well, it's not the first time, Cynthia. We'll get over it. Will you scream I'm a disappointment? I'm a bad radio contest winner?
I'm a bad radio contest winner.
Is there another co-worker around that we could talk to?
No.
Misplaced ideals, misplaced priorities.
Rob's going
misplaced intellect.
Rob. So you're working by yourself?
She'll never be able to find the airport.
If you're working by yourself, what do you care if people hear you yell?
Because there's other people working in other areas that
darling,
I'm not going to be able to walk to.
Darling, listen, my dear, you must understand, we are not trying to start a verbal war with you. We simply have a prize that's worth $3,000 or $4,000, and we'd like a little more than just a whispered thank you. Because there's some of us in this room who still think that you have a... And I know we're not supposed to use that type of language anymore, but let's be honest, she might be a guy. Mike, you were earlier correct when you said that guy wasn't a cop.
No, it's really a woman, but we need something. We need something. Cynthia, you're going to have to do something to make this work for us. What can you do? I lay it all on you, Cynthia. It's up to you. What are you going to do for us?
Boy, is that a mistake.
I know it is, Rob.
Jesus.
Do you really want to give me the trip, or should I pass it up?
I wish you'd pass.
Gee, Cynthia, maybe you should pass it up.
It's your choice. If you want to pass up the trip, we'll give it to somebody else who will scream.
Because even though you can't scream, you really don't sound that excited about it.
Do you even like Sammy Hagar?
No.
You don't?
You don't? Do you know who Sammy Hagar is?
Yes.
Do you think that maybe someone else would be able to enjoy the trip more than you?
Yes, I'm sure.
It would be, you know,
but I did find a coworker that will talk to you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But I'm going to renege on the trip.
You're going to renege on the trip?
You don't want the trip.
She doesn't want the prize. She wants to call and go, I want to spank you, though.
Right.
I bet she'd squeal if you got in a good argument with somebody, because that's what she likes.
That's what they would like.
Yeah,
yes.
But she doesn't want a $4,000 vacation.
Put the coworker on.
Hold on.
Jesus. What a whacked out part of the United States.
You're on the air on the Dynamike radio show. This lady that just called us, she won a trip, and she won't say yippee.
She doesn't seem to want it.
Woohoo!
Okay. All right, forget it.
Put her back on.
They want you back.
Yeah, I see fish.
You don't just see it.
Hello?
Yes.
Cynthia?
Yes.
I just want to make sure that we're cool.
Okay, we are cool.
We're not giving you the trip.
I understand.
And it's your choice. It's your choice, really?
No, it really is. My parents are ill at this time, and I'm more saddened that I can't go.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye, Cynthia.
Yeah, hey, Cynthia, shouldn't you have been thinking about your sick parents before you before you called us and tried to get into an erotic call about Freaky Friday?
No, like I said, I was doing that. I like you guys, and I was doing that.
All right, don't worry. Cynthia, don't worry about it. We will part as friends, and we're sorry you're not going to enjoy the trip.
Cynthia?
Okay, thank you, though.
Rob, let her go. Can I let her go, Rob. Don't be cruel to her anymore.
Okay.
Thank
what,
you.
Rob?
She wants it.
Yeah.
That's what she wants.
She wants.
I think she sucks, guys. I just want to say goodbye to her.
I think she sucks, too. I think we.
I think somebody else ought to win the trip, and we ought to say, bye, Cynthia.
Bye. Bye, then.
Bye.
Here's my only worry, because I live in this world.
What?
That you guys sometimes have the luxury of not living in. I don't want to get the phone call on Monday from the lawyer saying, hey, the woman won the prize, and then even though she said no, she kind of really wanted the prize.
Well, let's find out. What is the legality.
I have to make sure legally, Cynthia, you have won this prize. You don't have to scream. You don't have to yell. Do you want it or not?
No, I cannot accept the prize at this time.
Okay, pound
I'm sand.
Being
sincere.
Pound sand.
Very good.
You stupid bitch.
All I wanted to know is how she caused the illness of her parents.
Okay.
Jesus. Wow.
Who wants to go?
Yes.
I'm into Mexico.
I know.
I didn't even...
God.
See, right here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Bo.
Of course, Bo. Bo, where are you from?
Escalon, California.
Bo, would you like to go to Mexico?
Of course I would.
See.
Are you excited about it?
Can't say that. We had to. Oh boy, buttons across the entire radio station just got. Well, suffice it to say, we got the response we were looking for. You just didn't get to hear. We gave away the trip, but we can't get the guy back on the air because the phones are locked in.
Yeah, he was so excited he described a bodily function that resulted from his excitement of we can't broadcast it to you. But I think by saying that, you probably understand what he was saying. Could be a variety of things.
That's very pleased. That's the phone scam.
It was.
Although it's of all the things, I believe it's the most natural.
It's something that happens to us on a regular basis.
As a matter of fact, I got to go do it right now. Hold on, the phone is back on. Are you still there, guy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, dude, you can't say that on the radio. I know you're happy, but you can't say that.
But you are
excited, Mr. California guy.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your time with Sammy Hager.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. There we go.
Hold on.
Of course, he had to throw those.
Hold on, please.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Nothing.
Boss. It's October, and we all know what that means. If Princess Di were here, I'd tell her, hang in there. Kill for a dreamsicle right now. Now, maybe it's me, but I think Sharon Gless should be on TV every night. If I had my druthers, there would be no more world hunger. What do you think?
Couple more.
I sure do miss the cow sills. That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
Jesus.
I think that's Jerry and Sally f***ing in the parking lot.
Wow!
I am telling you, nothing beats that missionary position.
I think I have enough, thanks.
Hurry up and put it in the computer and get it out to the fans.
I might just do a little editing.
No. We never edit Hank's thoughts.
Right.
Hey, Hank.
Oh, excuse. Come here.
Listen.
Come here. Come here.
Don't make me look at your car again. What? Jesus, I just talked to him.
Yeah, get a load of that. God, that little rat bastard. I thought you had a talk with him.
I did.
Hell of a lot of good it did. If he bangs her any harder, the airbags are going to inflate. Hey, now. Hey, you little shit! Enjoy yourself, because you're going to be fired! Look, it didn't even faze him. Mr. Connected, are you going to do the firing?
You bet.
I thought I had a hairy head.
The Don and Mike Show.
tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
He's in the Hall of Fame. Good old Sonny Jurgensen. It's the best of Don and Mike for Friday, April 1st. It's your old buddy Rob Spiewak sitting in here playing you great moments from Don and Mike's past. What's above a bull's window? A cow sill. Bobby Cowsill coming up here. You remember the Cowsills. They inspired the Partridge Family. Don said this was a selfish, greedy pleasure, but I really enjoyed this interview. I think you will, too. It's Bobby Cowsill on the best of Don and Mike.
I just want to say this segment, it's all about me.
Uh-huh. You're a Cowsills fan.
I am. I'm not going to yell at Beth Ann. I'm not going to yell at Rob to say, come on, book me some guests.
Uh-huh.
Rob said that we're going to have one of the Cowsills on the phone.
Bob mm-hmm. Cowsill.
Bobby Cowsill. I like all them. All of them have Y's on the...
Bobby,
the,
Billy.
Should. No, he's Bob Cowsill. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how's it going? That was funny.
What's happening, dude?
Have you ever heard the... did you hear the Hank Kingsley thing about the Cowsill?
I did hear it.
Oh, that's good. Andy, have you ever heard it before?
You can't talk about my mother that way.
The Cowsills... the Cowsills were the original Partridge Family. I mean, except they did it in real life.
Right.
They really had hit records and...
Bob, how many were you in the Cowsills? How many family members were actually performed?
Well, if you line up all our records, it goes from 5 to 7 to 4. It depends on... there's 7 children, but our mom was always there.
Now, there's so many things I want to ask you, keeping in mind that I could talk to you, but I'm doing a radio show that they tell me like 3 to 6 million people are listening to, and I don't know if they want to hear my questions about production values on The Rain, The Park, and other things. So
you're a Turbo fan.
Well,
you never know. They might be interested in that.
Well, then here's your Cowsill top four. You've got We Can Fly. And then I like Indian Lake, and especially because it's so politically incorrect now, you could not play it on the radio. Now it's like, let's go to Indian Lake, it's a place, you give me, and they go,
same reaction to that as I do with Peter Pan now, the old Disney animated thing, the same thing.
You know, I didn't know until today that you were coming on the show. I completely
you didn't know forgot that they did hair?
They did hair. I forgot that completely.
Oh, yeah, that was the biggest and the last.
Was that your biggest hit?
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened, before we talk about your brother Billy and the benefit, what happened with you guys back in the day? Were you on like one of those VH1 shows or one of those MTV shows with, or was it E or whatever happened to, or the story of the Cowsills?
Over the years, we've done a number of shows in terms of Where Are They Now? We've never really done like Behind the Music or anything in depth. We're kind of private in that way right now. But
yeah, I had seen you guys on something where you're actually like you are now. You were low-key. But I do know that, didn't they come to you, didn't ABC come to the Cowsills with the Partridge Family, and then they screwed you guys at the last second?
Well, that's a harsh interpretation. And some people have had interpretation, but when they came to us to do that show, at the time they arrived, we were doing okay, all right? We had hair out. We had the number one record. We're living in Santa Monica at a house with a tennis court and a pool. We recorded and we toured. Now, to teenage guys, that's enough work.
Yeah.
So they come to us with a TV show proposition, which we thought was neat and everything. We understood it. And the main issue was that Shirley Jones, this was a Shirley Jones vehicle. She was going to be the mother of whatever kids they brought in.
Yeah.
And they were going to bring us in. Once they met us, they realized that because they caught us in 70, 71, this was sort of toward the end of our ride and the beginning of theirs. So when they saw us, this isn't what they had in mind, obviously, for their cute little kids.
The Partridge Family, that the show itself, mm-hmm. was based on your family, correct?
Yeah, it was based on our family, and we were going to star in it. But mm-hmm. the starring in it fell through, so they took the story. Our record producer, Wes Farrell, Tony Romeo, they wrote and produced Indian Lake, so they took that team with them. And they wrote and produced I Think I Love You by the Partridge Family. They had a big old hit.
Yeah, so listen, so really...
And you guys, even though it was based on you, you guys got no money out of it.
I know it's...
I'm still in therapy and I'm dealing with Partridge's
thing. I was going to say, dude, here's the thing. Even though it's 30 years ago, if you get in the car and you hear the beginning of I Think I Love You, do you, like, just start pounding the dashboard and go, you know, God damn, that's mine! Because it was your people, right? It was your group of musicians.
That's true, but if I still was pounding the dashboard, I would be in therapy.
Yeah.
It's like they had a good show, and honestly, as the kids in the group, we were thrilled that they passed by on us, only because we weren't interested in doing a daily TV show grind. We wanted to tour and record all the time.
So what happened when you guys, when the Cowsills went, and I mean, like, lost all your money, what happened there?
Well, that wasn't very good. I mean, when the Partridge family, thank God for the Partridge family, they kept our name in the print and the press for years after we were done. But basically what happened was when the group broke up, it kind of fell apart when Dad tossed Bill from the band and the family. Dad and Bill had a little misunderstanding, and it was kind of serious, and we were leaving for a tour on a Sunday morning. Hair was number one. We were going out to Purdue to start a tour, and we had this big eruption at home, and the bottom line was Bill did not get on the plane. He was gone from the group, gone from the family, and that was the end.
Now, this thing with your dad, was this anything like Brian Wilson's dad?
Yeah, it was that kind of thing. But, you know, Dad, he was tough. He was from the military. Ours was the military issue, and he had seven kids, and, you know, they were very young when they got married, and he brought in the my way or the highway kind of approach to raising kids, which is good until guys turn around 14 or 16.
You know, I'm reading here that Billy, who's in recovery for long-term drug and alcohol addiction, obviously he's had his problems, his share of problems. And my question to you would be, when you look back, you know, and so many kids that are child stars in whatever business they're in, you know, whether they're in movies,
genre,
TV, it doesn't really matter. Do you have any regrets for it, or do you not regret the experience? Would you, if you had to do it all again, would you do it again?
I'd do it again, of course. No regrets at all. Everything's great. Because in your life, everything adds up to where you are now, and if you're happy with where you are now, you're okay with where you've been.
Right.
But would we do it differently? Oh, of course. I think the biggest problem with most of the young kids and young stars, even today, despite the laws that are there to protect them, those laws can fail so easily.
But dude, I just have to ask you something. When you guys were really on top of it, didn't it kind of ruin the buzz that your mom was in the band? You know what I mean? I mean, if you went out to do a concert
as a teenager, that's a good question.
Yeah, you're out to do it.
What happened when we were in high school? It was four brothers. And we got signed to Mercury Records. We put out a few records that, you know, regionally did okay, but nothing real big to hold on to us, so they dropped us. Now, we had run into Artie Kornfeld at Mercury Records as a producer, and he had the Rain the Park and other things, so we went in and recorded that without a label. I was in the 11th, 12th grade. At that point, they took our mom and put her in our band then. And, of course, yeah, I mean, we're teenage guys. We're like, you're putting who in the band?
Yeah, right, your mom.
Yeah,
right. I mean, think about it. It's not a TV show. It's real life. This family, they're having hit records. They're going out and doing concerts. They're looking at chicks in the crowd, and their mom is up on stage with
them.
Did
you guys sneak around a lot?
That's the only way you got around with
them. Yeah. Well, let me just
say. You're so low-key. I love this guy.
I am a Cowsills fan. Go ahead and stone me if you wish. I'll tell you this. I also know da-da-da-da-da. Love American Style.
Right. They did that too?
That's the Cowsills singing that.
Jeez,
too,
I had no idea.
Honestly, we were involved back then in a few things that were, for the time that we were happening, very unique in terms of doing a theme song for Love American Style. That was kind of unique. They weren't seeking out pop artists to cover these things.
When you guys used to tour, I just have a very quick question because really.
Mike, I got
you're
a second of this. Jimmy, just.
What's it?
Okay. Yeah. It's not a lot of people know it's a Cowsills.
Love, American Style.
True and under, red, white, and blue. Okay, now, I am seriously, Bob, I am learning as I go along here, okay?
That's okay. His lessons are good.
Don is an absolute nutso fan for the Cowsills. But I'm learning, my question to you, when you guys would tour, did you recreate these songs and do a stand-up job of it as far as if they'd go see you perform live? You'd sound just like this? Because, I mean, this sounds so well-produced.
It is.
Well, we were a very good live band. And to this day, we are, even though we've only reconvened three times in 35 years.
Only three times in 35 years.
Hold on.
Marty, yeah. I am learning all this and kind of blown away by this.
Anyway.
You know, when you're with a family and a business, when the family and the business break up, it's a little harsher than when if just a business breaks up.
Oh, sure.
And before we talk about the big concert, which we want to hype here for you and give out the website.
Appreciate it.
The Rain, the Park, the and other things. You mentioned some other guy wrote that song.
Right.
Have you heard or have you seen the commercial? I think it is for Best Buy, where it's got a like Pinocchio comes into Best Buy mm-hmm. and it's a marionette,
mm-hmm.
and he says to the girl, "Can I have a wireless laptop?" And she says, "Of course you can." And then when he realizes, get the gag, he's a marionette, that he can go wireless,
yes.
a song starts that sounds just like this. And it has pictures of, like, Toy Story animation mm-hmm. of this guy. But it goes all the way up to the part where the hook starts, and then it, like, just does a left-hand turn.
Mm-hmm.
The first 15 seconds...
But they might be ripping them off.
It's a rip-off of your song, mm-hmm. and I thought I'd...
And people have called me about that, and that's if I heard it. They've also used The Rain, the Park, and other things in a Claritin commercial in Dumb and Dumber with Jim Carrey. That song... We appreciate that song in terms of its timelessness. If you talk about hair, you've got a timepiece there, a timestamp in history. But The Rain, the Park, and other things to us, even when we recorded it, even though we didn't have a label, even though they put our mother in our rock and roll band, we still thought it was a good record. And of course, as fate would have it, now we have a big million-selling hit, and we're stuck with Mom and our rock and
roll. Yeah. And here's a little bit of... This is the part of hair that the radio stations would cut off.
Many of them thought the intro was a little long-winded, so they would cut it off. You're right.
Yeah. And it was as you can see, it was a hard one to hit if you talked it up.
Yeah, you can't feel it.
Why I'm a hairy guy. Now watch how scary I am with my calcium stuff. You produced this song, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Good job.
First one we ever played the instruments on and did it all ourselves. And the reason is because we were just recording it to lip-sync it on a TV special. We had been asked to do a TV special at the end of the tour. They sent us this Broadway version of it. We'd not heard of it, really. Said, just go in and record a version quickly so you can lip-sync it on the show. We want to put you in wigs and have you goof around.
Here we go.
But, that sounds fun. So we recorded it on our own. It was fun. Sent it to MGM. They sent it back to us, said it wasn't the Cowsills, doesn't sound like the Cowsills, and we're not putting it out.
And
shows with Dana.
Yeah. Yeah. And my dad, hey, David, oh, here's the great part, right here.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair.
Yeah.
Shiny.
You couldn't stop hearing that song.
That was great back then.
My dad, what year was hair, like 69, was that?
Yeah, 69.
Okay, so I'm 11 years old.
Yep.
My dad generally liked the Cowsills because, you know, I would bring home the album covers and the Stones and the Beatles he would flip out about.
Right.
The Cowsills,
yeah.
Well, here is a happy family, good-looking family.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to Christ, I remember one day we're in the car and it's like, turn off that. That is disgusting. That is a song that is all about long hair and free love. And I said, Dad, it's the Cowsills. And that was the day that the Cowsills were banned in my home.
Even with the mother in the group.
Even with the mother.
Wow.
Even with the mother. Hey, listen, hold on a second. The benefit for Billy. Now, listen to the lineup for this thing. You have and I don't know how you get these eclectic people. It's the Bangles.
Yep.
The real Bangles.
Uh-huh.
Walk Like an Egyptian Girls.
Right.
Yep.
Then it's Shirley Jones of the Partridge Family.
Leave that.
And then it's the Cowsills all getting together to do a concert Ooh. To benefit Billy Cowsill.
Yeah, Bill's not doing well up in Canada. He's just had a bunch of surgeries and emphysema. He's too old for 56, but our mom died at 56, so there's obviously a gene in the family. But the Bangles are on board. You know, my brother John, our drummer, he married Vicki Peterson, so we're... Our families got combined by marriage this past year.
There you go. Well, congratulations.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have a good time with this
concert. Oh, it's going to be great. We're going to meet Mama Partridge. Are you kidding? We've never met.
Oh, really?
Oh, come on. Mama Partridge.
For information on this event, it's at the El Rey box office. Go to www.theelrey.com.
And I tell you, we also at cowsill.com, we have a link to everything you need. There's a banner there you can click on. They'll you can find everything you need about this thing at castle.com.
Cool. All right, man. Well, listen, it was a pleasure to talk to you. Yeah. Hold on a great. Second. Good luck with your brother.
Thank you so much, guys. Okay.
All right, hold on.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. There's the very laid back Bob Cowsill.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
They're a cool band. Sitting in the rain. I mean, their music was like, kind of like Spanky and Our Gang.
Completely commercial.
You know, kind of that faggy folk pop junk, but it's...
And I don't know why, and I'm dating myself, obviously, by saying this, but the thing that impresses me the most is the Love American style. I had no...
You didn't know that?
Who would know that?
I knew that.
You're the only one. Rob, you're the only other one.
Yeah. And the guy on the phone knew it.
Because he sang it.
Okay.
Anyway, can I hear that one more time?
Yeah. Love America?
Just one more time.
Sure. Yeah.
Just really, what do you want to talk about? A television show with a theme song. I mean, this is about as good as it gets.
The Cowsills. Oh, this one's Hair.
Yes.
See, that's a hard one to hit when you're a disc jockey.
Very hard.
So a lot of times they would just make it a cold start.
He was a charming guy, but there was a certain Artinger-ness to him, wasn't there?
Yeah, he was a very mellow dude.
My mom in the band.
Listen to this.
Love
American.
American.
There was something about that TV theme that was, and Joe Artinger stepped in here.
Hi, Joe. I just wanted to say that I've been to the El Rey, and it's a fantastic place to see a show, so everybody go.
Where's the El Rey, Joe? Where's it located?
Well, it's kind of in Westwood, sort of, outside of Hollywood.
Just outside of Hollywood.
West Hollywood.
You a fan of the Cowsills, Joe?
Yeah. I had a Cowsills drum set when I was a kid.
Cool.
All right, good.
Thank you, Joe. All right, see, there you go. There's the guy from the Cowsills.
And for a good chunk of our listening audience that right now is going, what the F are they talking about?
Yeah, well,
you know, bear with us, okay? Just humorous. And I found this because I am not a Cowsills fan. I had no idea that they did the stuff that they did. It's a strange group because they're so... It's all over the place.
You know what it is for you? It's Love American Style, which validated them as artists for you.
It totally validated them. It really did.
Anyway, they had good-sounding pop records, and I couldn't imagine going out on tour with my mother.
Oh. No. That'd be horrible.
Yuck.
The worst. How could that, you know, I mean, I'm sorry for Billy and the drugs and everything like that, but can you imagine? I mean,
no wonder.
I mean, yeah. Of course.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike. Hey, yeah. Don, I got a quick question for you regarding the Cowsills.
Yes.
I heard a long time ago that Springsteen first recorded with the Cowsills, and since you're the Cowsills expert, is that true?
I think that has to be an urge. And listen, don't paint me as a Cowsills expert. I'm a fan. I wouldn't say I'm an expert. I would say that that's an urban legend.
It would almost have to be because they were West Coast based and he was East Coast based, so I don't think it would happen.
Bruce Springsteen sang with the Cowsills?
Well, I don't think so.
I heard that he had recorded with them. That was the first band he ever recorded with, but nothing they did was ever released.
Rob, call him back right now. Just ask him that question.
Okay. What are you going to tell me that, you know, Mick Jagger sang with the Letterman?
Just call him back real fast, not even on the air. Just ask him if he ever... You got the number there?
I do somewhere. It is,
you got it? Okay.
There is a connection, I think.
Oh, you're looking it up on the web, Buzz?
Right.
You Googling him?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
Do you know the band The Polyphonic Spree?
Okay, can I just say something right now? Join me Saturday morning for All Things Donnie, and we can discuss this, okay?
Hey, Donnie, I won your Donnie countdown, the last one you
okay.
ever gave.
All right,
and
okay.
And you had a ton of great records.
Okay, radio guy, or radio fan.
Radio,
music,
fan.
Radio fan, I got you. Listen, I'm just concerned that any more conversation about...
Brian Wilson is God.
Okay, you're right about that, but we have to hang up now.
Fuck you.
Goodbye. You're out of here.
There you go.
Goodbye.
Our phones have just exploded. Is it true that Bruce Springsteen recorded first with the Cowsills? No, not true.
Not true! Urban legend.
There is a producer who was apparently common to them and to Springsteen and to Orleans. Rob's getting an update.
Who's the producer, Buzz?
I'm looking for the name here again. Chuck Plotkin.
Chuck Plotkin.
The ring a bell?
Is that what the guy on the phones is saying?
So Bruce stole your producer, but he gave you a song in exchange?
There's the connection. Rob's
very cool.
Talking to him.
Thank you, Bob.
So what did he say?
See you. Bye-bye. Yeah, they did share a producer. Bruce was sorry he stole their producer, so he gave them a song to record called Rendezvous. And, of course, we all know what that is.
Worked out great for him. So, well, the producer obviously had his act together.
So Bruce Springsteen's producer, or the Cowsills?
The producer for the Cowsills ended up being the producer for Bruce Springsteen. And when he moved on to produce records for Bruce Springsteen, Bruce Springsteen wrote a song for the Cows Hills.
Called,
am I correct? Yeah, called, that's correct. He also right. produced Orly.
Called,
hey, you know what? I just said, I got a migraine and I got that.
Yeah, all right.
Rendezvous.
No.
John Council recorded it.
We will be right back.
That was Council's. That was on me. We will be back with something.
Thanks.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, what's your favorite radio station? What's your favorite radio station?
Let me put it to you this way. We've got maybe 25,000 very qualified actors that could have done the King of Comedy. We only have 5 or 8 guys that do what I do. The world needs our nonsense more than we need dramatic actors. We should take some of those wonderful dramatic actors and teach them
how to perform. Don and Mike Show.
Corn. Enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Oh, Corn. It's the best of Don and Mike on great radio stations all across the fruited plain, courtesy of the Westwood One broadcast system. Cheese. 30 pounds of cheese. Oh, I hope you're not lactose intolerant. If you are, turn this off. But we got Joan Lada, hey Lada, getting 30 pounds of cheese, a great inquisition of a guy claiming to be a police officer, and Regis Philbin and the Golden Stool Awards. Oh, this is good. That's why we call it the best of Don and Mike.
Less than a week ago.
Yeah, totally, less than a week ago.
Totally ignored by everybody on the show, but that's okay. I'm past it.
Mm-hmm.
I only bring up birthdays because there is someone celebrating a birthday who really does deserve to have some special day, some special recognition. She's a lady who works here at the radio station. Her name is J-La. J-La!
J-La! Lada!
Lada. Joan Lada. Now, in this radio station, this sweatshop that we work in,
right,
there's a place where it's like worse conditions than any Nike shoe factory mm-hmm. in some third world country.
Right.
It's a place that Kathy Lee Gifford wouldn't have her clothes made in.
They work very hard keeping this radio station going. And in their spare time, when they're back there, they also manufacture soccer balls.
There are two women who keep this radio station on the air, and their names are Robbie Gomez and Joan Lada.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a couple of months ago, maybe even quicker than that. One day we brought them wine and cheese back there. Well, today is Joan Lada's birthday.
Oh, yes, it is.
And we have a little
29.
Something. We have a little something. If someone, Joe, if you would please bring Joan in here.
Is she here?
Here she is.
Happy birthday, Joan.
Hey. Lovely Joan Lada. Hi, Joan.
There you go. And she's got a shirt on that says Volleyball Mom.
Now, Joan, if you'd grab that mic, I know you're unaccustomed to being on air. How long have you worked at this crap hole?
7 years.
7 years.
7 long, grueling years. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Has your birthday ever been recognized by the station?
Just once.
Just once?
It was once. Really?
Really, when was that?
It was the first year I was here.
Oh, so it's been 6 years.
People who are no longer with us
mm-hmm.
took me to lunch.
Really?
Jeremy Coleman. And Jimmy McClure, actually.
Oh, and Jim McClure.
That was an all-girl lunch.
Wow.
Would you have a tea party?
Boy, what a great, yeah, little tiny cups.
Anyway, Joan, you know, listen, you and Robbie really bust balls back there. And congratulations on your birthday. I won't ask your age. We have a gift for you. Now, we read yesterday on the show that Americans eat an average of 30 pounds of cheese per year.
That's correct.
This was a story that was on the Associated Press. Would you please bring it in right now?
This is the gift. Now, you remember you had your one wine and cheese party back there.
Joan.
And what we have given you is something very special.
Joan, in front of you now, and please unwrap it. Beth Ann, if you could get the microphone down there to get the sound of this. I'd love to hear Joan's reaction when she wins. Not wins, receives.
Receives as a gift from us.
30 pounds of cheese.
30 pounds.
Wow.
Of cheese. 30 pounds. Look at that.
Oh.
Look at that.
30 pounds of cheese.
Look what's
happy
in there.
Happy birthday, Joan.
Thank you.
Now, who handpicked the cheeses?
BA,
could you possibly go through the gift bag, Shaska?
What type of cheese do we have? All the cheeses.
We have all kinds of cheese.
Oh, look at
some
this.
Some gorgeous brie.
Oh, there's brie. What is that?
Oh, good.
Crumbled feta.
Okay.
Crumbled feta. Wow.
What's that called?
Yeah. That's Swiss, Jarlsberg. This is good cheese.
Jack, we like
it. Yeah, we got 30 pounds worth.
Oh, we've got over here, we've got Pepper Jack.
You probably said, did she forget about the provolone?
No.
Oh, that's great. Provolone. Boy, I wish we could pop open the mozzarella.
Mike, we can't. It's a gift.
I'm sorry.
It's a gift for Joan. 30 pounds of cheese.
I'm sorry. I can't eat any. I'm having my picture taken next week.
Oh, my God. We have Gouda?
Gouda. Oh, now look at that. Now keep that refrigerated after you. Oh, that's great Parmesan.
Oh, and some more mozzarella.
Oh, look at that. Oh, that's good. That's nice. Good mozzarella.
Look at that.
Classic cheddar, but it's
you going to eat this mozzarella?
No,
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
Let Joan enjoy her 30 pounds of cheese.
Oh, look at these.
Munster.
Oh, look at these wonderful cheeses.
Monster. That's what Tom Gavin calls it. Monster cheese.
Is that regular American?
Cheddar cheese. Slices.
Oh, wow, for burgers.
For burgers.
Oh, my God.
I'm not out of room to put cheese. And I know.
Well, Joan, I only have one question for you. Do you have a freezer?
Yes, I do.
Because otherwise you're going to have some mold.
Yeah, your cheese locker is going to overflow, Joan.
And I know sometimes the ladies, you know, we're thinking about our weight. Got light
Jarlsberg.
There you go. Well, Joan, there it is for you. Yeah. And that, now you'll need help carrying that box because that is 30 pounds.
30 pounds.
Of cheese.
Oh. Man, happy birthday. Can I just say you can't argue with that Costco?
No, you can't.
No,
really can't.
It reminded me a little of Target.
Yeah, thank you, Beth Ann.
Hey, watch your mouth, girl.
Girlfriend.
Okay.
That is great cheese.
Are you hearing
fabulous
me?
Fabulous cheese.
Anyway, Joan, happy birthday.
Thank you so
and
much.
And please remember that when you work at this armpit of a radio station, that we do appreciate what you do. And enjoy 30 pounds of cheese.
That should take you through to our next.
You know, I try to think of all the lattes in the house.
It also occurred to me, Robbie and I could keep it here, and then we'd never have to leave.
I almost forgot to give you these mozzarella balls.
Mike?
Oh, those look so good. And look what it says on the cover. What's that?
3 pounds.
3 pounds. Those look great.
Those are big balls.
They are.
Fromaggio.
There you go.
Oh, would I love to dive into that.
Mike, we're getting our picture taken. Joan, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Joan.
Happy birthday, Lotta.
There you go. That is.
Hey, Lotta.
30 pounds of cheese.
What a great job Beth Ann did picking out those cheeses.
And you know what that was?
What?
That was our fromage homage. Joan.
Fromage homage.
And please, before you call, don't worry. The poor matchstick girl did not have to pay for the cheese herself.
Of course not. That's a lot of money.
I paid for the cheese.
Oh, you paid for it?
Yeah, of course.
That's very generous of you.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, I'll turn it in. Don't worry about it.
But if you need me to go halvesies with you, I'll pay you at the photo shoot.
Okay. Or you know what? If you just show up at the photo shoot, you don't have to pay the half of the
cheese. All right, I guess I'll have to be there then.
So just be there or be square. Anyway, happy birthday, Joe. I was hoping we'd have like a wheelbarrow or something, and I didn't know that when I said to Beth Ann, just go buy her 30 pounds of cheese.
Right.
I thought she would go to Costco and just get like the big, like the kind they get in Russia, where you just get that one gigantic 8-pound block of cheese that a family's supposed to live on
for
months.
You can eat cheese on the Atkins diet, and I'm going to whisk out to Costco this weekend and get those little mozzarella balls. They look like they were soaked in olive oil and basil. Those look so good. They do. They look so yummy. I'm hungry. I haven't had lunch. Actually, I did have lunch. I'm hungry anyway. How are you anyway?
Did you just order some food?
I did. I ordered some chicken breasts from Joe. Nothing would make those better than a little ball of mozzarella on top of them.
Remember, you're getting your picture taken next
week. I understand. I understand, Bruce.
Hold on. Here's another joke. Already? Come on. Please, save it for Make Us Laugh. James?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, James, now listen, you're one of these guys calling with a joke, and if the joke isn't funny, we give out your phone number, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, why don't you just wait? I think we're going to do Make Us Laugh today. Why don't you just wait till then?
Oh, I can do that.
So you can wait?
Yeah, I can do that.
I admire your patience.
Way to go, James. James?
Yeah.
Just what was the setup to the joke? No penalty here.
Did you hear about the new paint color blonde?
The
new paint color blonde?
Yep.
Yeah, see, it's a good thing that, you know what we're doing? This is like an intervention right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't have won.
Not only should you not call in when we do the contest, you shouldn't have, it's a good thing we stopped this right here. We saved a life.
Now you can get your weekend started and you don't have to trouble yourself.
Really, I was looking forward to calling my mother a whore, but I guess not.
Well, you've done it now.
You can still do that. Maybe she's listening. What's her first name?
No, that's all right.
If your mother lived in Canada, what town would she live in?
Mooresville.
No. Horonto.
Horonto.
Oh,
Horonto.
Okay.
And what's your whore mom's first name?
Cindy.
Cindy the whore.
Sweet.
See, now you've made it even more special.
Now I'm happy. Now I can die today and I'll be happy.
Very good.
All right, goodbye. Have a good day. Are you going to kill yourself today?
No, okay. Not today.
All right. He said now I can die, and I was just wondering, you know.
Well, I'm a police officer out here in Baltimore, so you never know by the end of the day.
Baltimore City?
I was hoping we could save two lives at once.
Well, you said one of those guys that serves. Real tough guy, Baltimore City guy. All right, good. Good for you.
But are you on duty now?
Yeah.
Duty.
I don't necessarily know if I would live in your neighborhood, how secure I would feel knowing that Joe Law was calling the Don and Mike.
Are you in a cruiser?
With a
Yeah. I actually work for a narcotics unit, so I'm not overly worked in the district that I'm in.
Do you have a siren in your car?
Yes, I do.
Would you turn it on?
If I do, it comes back, kicks back to the camera, and then I get in trouble later on if they do an auto.
I believe that too.
So hold on. Explain this to me now.
It automatically keys your camera on if you turn the siren on?
Yeah, it keys the camera on, and it also, and sometimes our bosses will take the tapes out and look at them,
and I guess what you're saying is your bosses wouldn't want to know that you turned on the siren because you were calling a radio show.
Right, exactly.
But if you just flipped it on real quick, couldn't you say your finger slipped?
Yep.
You know, just pretend that you're coughing or something, that you dropped a pen or spilled your coffee or something.
If you just, like, keyed it for a second, it wouldn't matter.
You know what, man? They're firing guys left and right. The last thing I want to do is get fired for calling the Don and Mike.
I don't believe you're a police officer. How about that?
Well, how about I let that be your little secret?
I don't believe he's a police officer. He certainly doesn't sound like a Baltimore City police officer. You do?
Well, I moved up here about 2 years ago.
Then, you know what? I'm afraid we're going to hear your police scanner, your police radio.
That's it. Yeah.
I crank it up, but it's pretty slow. I work out of Falls Point, so it's not...
Listen, turn it on. There's got to be something happening there.
Mm-hmm. I got it cranked up. All I carry is a radio. I don't carry...
Yeah, very easy. All cops do it 10 times a day. Do a radio check. I've caught you, haven't I? I've caught you. I've caught
control.
You in a lie.
Okay. 323 control, radio check.
As we wait.
Did you get it?
No.
No.
Of course we didn't get it.
No, but I want to say that sounded pretty official.
Yes, of course
he did. It was like 1 out of 12.
He's a skilled liar.
You know what, Mike? I don't think this guy's lying.
I know he is.
I don't think he is.
I'm waiting. Probably. We didn't hear anybody respond to you with your radio check.
They didn't respond back. They called back.
What's that? They were the voice of the
time. Respond back.
I'm a police officer.
Hello, where are you?
No.
Are you on the Don Mike show?
Do one more.
You didn't even do it again?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we didn't hear anybody respond. Turn your radio up so we can hear him go, radio check.
I got my radio turned all the way up.
No, we would have heard it.
All right.
Hold your... all right, what?
All right, what?
I had it back up, so it's probably not picking up on my cell phone, so...
No, hold on. Here's the deal, dude.
Lying.
Okay, here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll do for you.
What?
He's
Did
gone.
Did you get that? I just turned it up. Somebody was talking.
No, listen... I'm afraid that I'm going to have to go on the other side unless you turn your siren on.
He doesn't have a siren. He doesn't have a radio.
Turn your siren on for one half of a second.
And you know what? It's very easy because we'll get the other officers that are calling, that are listening right now. They can probably confirm that little story, charade about keying the camera.
Yeah, how long have you guys asked cops to turn on their siren?
I don't think we've ever gotten a negative.
They always
right,
do.
And there's never been even...
Hold on. We've got a listener who's in this guy's alleged area. Dave?
Yes. How you doing?
Dave, James, the cop?
Yes.
James, will you give us your location so that our listener can come find you? You said you didn't have a lot of activity in your neighborhood.
Yes, we'd like to have this listener come and find you so you can show him your badge.
I'm sitting down by the Pier 5 Hotel.
By the Pier 5?
By the ESPN zone and all that.
By the Pier 5 Hotel.
Oh, well, you're more in the Inner Harbor. I'm down, I'm on Thames and Broadway.
I think what we need is an officer to fix. Hold on. If a guy was on a narcotics or any type of undercover, like watching for something, he wouldn't say on the radio where his location was.
No, he would. I'm not working like anything like that. This is actually an off-duty job for me, so.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What do you mean an off-duty job? Hold on. Now, I understand that. A lot of cops do other jobs. And are you not on the clock today for being a cop?
No, I'm not on the clock today for, we carry our radios with us, and in this case, I have this particular cruiser, but we are not on the job as in, like, I'm not on the clock with the department today. No.
Well, then all we need is just a little yelp on the siren or a radio check that we can actually hear the response to.
I turned it up, guys.
All right, hold on. Hold on a second. We have other police officers.
There we go. Great. Finally.
Here is Matt. Did I get that name right? Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Maryland Cop, hi. What's your name?
Don and Mike Show?
Yeah, turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, this is T.C. McGowan. I work out of the Northeast District.
How you doing? Can you pinpoint...
Ask him what his sequence number is.
He's right here. You can ask him yourself.
James, what's your sequence number?
James,
are you there?
He just hung up.
He's not a cop, guys.
Victory!
Mike. A sequence number would be a letter followed by three numbers.
Thank you, Matt.
That one is for you, Mike.
Good job.
Thank you
very much.
There you go. You get to sing.
Thank you.
Are you in your cop car right now, sir?
I'm actually working the 4 to 12 shift. I'm sitting on the parking lot going in, but I do have my radio on, my police radio.
Could we hear that for just a second?
All right. Can you hear it?
See, that's
all. That's all we require.
Did you hear it?
We did. Thank you.
You're legit.
Thanks.
Love you guys. Called you before. Love your show.
Thank you for those who serve. And really, we mean that. Thanks.
If you want me to turn my siren on, I can call you back after 4 o'clock when I'm in my cruiser.
Okay, please do.
Anytime.
All right, I'll call you back.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll go get him for you. Guys, have a good show.
I think he's trying to score some drugs down by the pier and... By the pier in Baltimore.
That is, without question, the easiest crap detection in the world. All you did was ask for another officer.
Hold on, he says he did. He's back. James.
I didn't hang up. Somebody hung up on me. My sequence number?
Don't answer a question with a question.
Who's asking for my sequence number, though?
Oh, you're listening?
A real cop who was just on the phone, which is why you hung up, because it was a real cop.
Who said I hung up? You guys are saying you guys hung up.
You're the great conjurer. You are the great conjurer.
You guys are trying to do a radio show. I understand that. So
yeah,
hang up.
All right. Here we go. We've heard that before.
And you're a guy that called us up with a joke.
Your guy said he was TJ who?
Hey, I asked you to do a radio check. The guy that we asked, the real cop that called in, did a radio check, turned his radio on, and it was on in 5 seconds.
Now, any junior radio listener, if you want to know what's happening here, he's hung up, he's regrouped, and he's come back now on the offensive.
Because he's a pathological liar.
And now what we're going to need now, while we have the guy here,
on the defensive,
while we need the guy,
and his voice gets higher.
Hold on, everybody, hold on.
We've got his number now.
The caller ID. So we need another real cop to call in now. Because I know that there are John Q laws out there listening.
Sure.
We need another real cop, another guaranteed cop to call in to give this guy the once over.
Yeah, because we can only go so far. The real cops can really grill this guy. Nervous laugh.
How long have you been on the force? How long? Don't answer a question with a question!
Hey, I wasn't hearing you. 6 months.
Six months. Right, rookies.
That's just a random...
No, I'm not a rookie. I came from Georgia.
He just pulled that. No, I don't doubt that you maybe did come from Georgia, but not as a police officer.
I know. Go ahead and insult my state. That's fine.
I didn't do anything of the kind.
Hold on. Here is a cop right here. Give me a second. Let me conference. And don't hang up there, James.
I mean, we have...
I didn't hang up last time.
Dave the cop. Dave?
Hey, Don and Mike. Remember me? I called a couple weeks ago. I took a deceptive behavior class.
How you doing? Nice talking to you again.
This guy's doing, once again, everything. He's not answering questions. You asked him 3 times. He's just skipping all around.
What are you talking about? I'm not answering questions, man. I answered every question they've asked.
All right, hold on now. James, you shut up for a second, please. And Dave, the real cop, who we know.
Right.
Dave, what would you ask this guy if you wanted to find out if he was truly a member of your brotherhood?
Well, the other officer that asked him to do a radio check, we have 10 codes down here where I'm at. Other agencies use different things. I would ask him just to do a radio check once again. We mess with our dispatchers all the time.
Let me ask.
No one's going to say anything.
Let me ask what I think is a pretty simple question. And I'll ask you first, James. What is the call number or the call sign for a breaking and entering?
The 10 code for here in Baltimore?
Yes. Right.
Ah!
He just hung up.
He did.
He just
every time you ask him a question, he hangs up.
There you go.
Swear to God, now you saw my hands or not?
No, you didn't touch anything.
No. Okay.
There we go. Bravo.
All right. Well, that one's for me then. Although I just should say I'm just piggybacking on Mike, who had it first.
Yeah, it was easy.
All right. Thank you. Hey, Dave the cop, please be safe. All right, we'll see you later.
There we go.
Bye-bye. And here is Joe, who is a firefighter. Joe.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, hi, Joe.
That's what they say, that city police don't even have cameras in their cars. The city can't afford to put them in their cars.
I love that, guys. All right. Thank you.
Oh, I love it.
I got it.
I love it. I love a good inquisition to start the show.
And the whole premise was the dope wanted to call just with some stupid joke.
Oh, man. It's almost making me forget those mozzarella balls.
Almost.
7 days until your picture.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, boys. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
Well, today on Regis and Kelly, they had their Rally Awards, which they were giving little statuettes.
Hold on. And if you're going to say what I think you're going to say, nothing's on the screen, I swear to God, then you have an incredible mind and think like I do. I about felt, if it's what I think it is.
I think it is.
Is it what they called the award?
Yes, the Golden Stool.
Yeah. Now, you are so right. I called my wife in today and made her watch this with me. She never watches the Regis Show. And she said, why am I watching this? I said, because the award that they're giving away is called the Golden Stool.
Kelly was cracking up every time she said it.
The Golden Stool.
She was saying the Golden Stool.
Yeah, she's the only one. Kelly Ripa is the only one that got it.
They got it, yeah, because you know that Gelman and Regis didn't come up with that because they thought it would be funny.
Regis kept holding it, and at one point Regis even said, it's a wonderful Golden Stool.
They're calling it the coveted Golden Stool.
The coveted Golden Stool.
All right, that's the prize for you. Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks. Bye, boys. Love you.
See you. Bye-bye.
The Golden Stool.
Let me see if my funny cunning honey remembers that.
That's the one that they've like had spinning in back of them for the whole week.
Right. And I didn't know they called it a golden stool. Oh, come on. Free to pick up the phone. Otherwise, the fake cop is calling back. Well.
Who are the candidates for the stool? Are they like best moments through the season? Who wins the stool?
Yeah, you gotta be like one of the best. Hold on a second. Here is James the liar. James.
You know what? No, you guys hung up on me the second time when you guys asked
me. Now you're lying. Now you're getting old.
I'm not
James.
Gonna bother dropping an F bomb because you guys are on a delay, but you know what? Screw you guys.
Hey, James.
Yeah, and he hangs up again.
Yeah. Right.
Don't get happy, James.
Hold on, here's another cop. Okay, well, here's another cop. Joe the cop.
Hey, this is Joe. I'm listening. I'm sitting in my office. Hopefully you can hear all this background noise on mine.
Yeah, we got it. We know you're a cop.
A real cop.
Yeah, sitting in my office.
That's great. What do you think of James, Joe?
James is full of Bravo Sierra.
All right, thank you. That's for you. Thank you.
See
you later. Thanks for checking in. All the cops are calling today.
Oh, God, love them. We love them.
Hello, Rick. Don and Mike Show. Rick.
How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
I just rode by there. There's nobody sitting there talking. Hey, guys. Like I said, he's Bravo Sierra.
Bravo Sierra.
Yes.
Well, thank you, my friend. We'll wait for him.
Now, that sounded like a real Baltimore cop there.
You bet, Don.
Bravo Sierra. Just wait for him to call back. We got the number.
I don't want to use the F down here. And my voice is getting higher. I am a cop.
Got the wind. If he calls back, I promise we'll give you the Golden Stool.
Yeah.
We'll give you the Don Mike Show Golden Stool.
Absolutely.
What was the other thing that she said? I tell Buzz all the time he should watch Regis.
Right.
Because Regis is funny and old, and she is just young, and she's funny.
Right.
And she says so many funny things that he never gets. I know it's a show for house frows. You call me a faggot because I watch it.
Yeah, but the thing is that she is delightful, and she's a delightful addition because she does get the joke.
Here's the another one she says today. They're giving away some sort of prize pack to the moron celebrities who appear to be agree to appear to be on the Golden Stool show, and they're showing the bags that they're going to that the presenters will be receiving.
Yeah, because she's been all about the gift bags that she would have gotten if she was an Emmy presenter.
And one of the things in the gift bag are tennis balls that are autographed by Regis, and she says, like 8,000 times, Regis, everybody wants your balls. And he's standing there holding this thing of tennis balls, and he doesn't get it. Not the first time, the second time, the fifth time.
In this, the most current issue of Entertainment Weekly, the one that people will be getting today and tomorrow, in the back of it, there is stupid questions with Regis and Kelly. And one of the questions is, Regis, you just earned a spot in the Guinness Book for being on TV the most hours. Who gets a better table at a restaurant, you or the guy with the really long fingernails? And it says here, awkward silence. Kelly, you know, the guy with the long twisty fingernails? Regis is a little confused. Then Regis says, I thought you meant someone on our show.
He is a moron.
He's a total moron.
Hello, Bobby.
Hey, fellas, I was wondering, did you guys hear about Dr. Phil's show about parenting where he's going to have Patricia Heaton on?
Oh, you are kidding me.
No, they've been advertising a lot. I think it's next Monday.
Is she going to be on with the girl from the Facts of Life?
The hot sauce girl?
That hot sauces her kids?
I think Beth Ann is still working on a point-counterpoint thing where we get that Blair from the Facts of Life Lisa Welchel to argue
that
against...
That could get tense.
One for and one against hot saucing your kids.
Very good.
You know what I read the other day about Dr. Phil? They put his show on... When was it? Tuesday night? Some night? Whatever was it, like Law and Order was on?
Right.
Dr. Phil beat Law and Order.
He did?
Yeah, yes, he did.
You know, he's like Fred Thompson.
I was just going to say, which
Dr.
one...
Dr. Phil and Fred Thompson are the same guy.
Say, which one are you doing, Mike?
This is terribly exciting news.
That's Fred Thompson.
How are you, Ross? I'm Dr. Phil.
It's the same.
That's terribly exciting.
They're the same. Hey, we got to go. We got a break here. Bobby, thank you.
No problem.
All right, we'll see you. We got a tight show today. We've got to hit this mark. We will.
We got a Fisher Cup bait.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Larry King. You've seen me on The Tonight Show. You've seen me interviewed by Bob Costas. And you've read my column in the USA Today. Well, now you can buy my new cookbook, Eat It with the King. 200 pages of my favorite recipes, including crab cakes from Duke Ziebert's, egg creams from Brooklyn, and delicious corned beef sandwiches. Included is a special 8-page picture pullout, Stuffing Cabbages with the lovely Angie Dickinson. Don't forget to get your copy of my cookbook, Eat It with the King. Order yours today and receive a special Larry King ice cream scoop. Buy your book today and tell them that Larry sent you. Thank you.
I've got to tell you, today was just what I needed. Thanks a lot, Harry.
Audra, it was my pleasure, Mary.
So you'll pick me up tonight at 7:45?
Oh, well, no, I got a few things to take care of first, but why don't we make it 7:45?
Stop it.
Okay, 7:45.
The Don and Mike Show. Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
It is the best of Don and Mike with me, your old buddy, Rob Spiewak, and we've got a Friday favorite right here. You remember a few months ago there was some election? Yeah, me neither. But apparently it was in all the papers. John Kerry did not win, and his wife was named Teresa Hines Kerry. She is our co-host for Low Budget Jeopardy on the best of Don and Mike.
Now, a Friday favorite.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me. It's time for Don and Mike to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Let me just say, a lady has entered the building. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to just read it as written.
Thank you.
The next First Lady of the United States.
Thank you.
Teresa Hines Carey.
Teresa.
Teresa.
Thank you.
Now, why are you still...
Thank you very much.
Why are you still speaking like you're at the convention?
This is the microphone that I will take with me wherever I go.
Well, then, turn the God Bless America off.
So that I can say I am so pleased that in this country we have such love and women will stand up for their rights. Hi, Don. Do you mind me standing up on the podium looking down at
no,
you?
No, of course not. Of course not.
I am so pleased to be here, and I will tell all of your listeners that we will go forward and win this election.
Do you shave your underarms?
Oh, shove it. Va, va, va. I burst with the joy to aid all poor, pitiful, bad ones. I scream from the mountain that I feel bursting with pride.
I see you have a mustache.
Shove it. That is uncalled for, but they
You're a beautiful woman.
They told me you were a bit of a potty mouth.
Beautiful.
Are you a potty mouth bully?
If you want me to
have patience with potty mouth bullies. I am a strong-willed woman who speaks her mind.
That's what I hear.
I love your shirt.
Thank you, and I love that red dress you're wearing.
Thank you very much. This is a really lovely top that was put together by a series of wonderful designers.
What is the capital?
Are you excited?
What is the capital of Texas, one of our largest states? What is the capital?
Austin.
What is the capital of Sacramento? I'm sorry, California.
That was a foolish mistake you have made on me. You are quizzing me and you messed up your own question. If it is on my mind, I speak it, you fool.
What is the crazy, silly fool? What is the capital of the great state of New York?
New York could be Albany.
Wow, now you have actually been run through the list of the states and the capitals?
Oh, you think just because I have the trace of an accent that I would not know. Don't confuse me with the governor of California. I actually have an education.
Now,
that does not happen inside the weight room.
Explain this to me.
All smelly poor ones will get to free ketchup. Would you like some free samples of Heinz 57?
Yeah, now...
I have that for you.
What's the deal with you now?
I have brought relish for everyone.
The name is Heinz. You were married to some dude, Heinz, and he...
Yes, he was the son of it, too, tragically. He passed.
Now, doesn't anybody else find it at least interesting? You were married to a politician.
Yes.
And how long was his body cold before you latched onto this one?
Oh, shove it! I will not entertain such a distasteful question from the likes of you. Who's that big boy in the back?
Oh,
I've got plenty of ketchup for him.
His name is Rob.
He looks like he enjoys my product. Let's take a little survey, please.
Okay.
How many of you like ketchup? Raise your hand.
Okay, we all...
Oh, more money for me.
We all like ketchup. We all like ketchup.
More money for me, la, la, la. But I want to take my incredible millions of dollars and do well.
Like what?
For the people of America.
Like what? What? Let's talk for a second.
I don't have any specific.
Last night,
I understand that you and all of your cohorts here enjoy a great deal of Schadenfreude.
Last night, one of the things your husband kept touching on was.
Oh, I was so sad.
Why?
Oh, the sweat. I told him, make sure if the lip begins to sweat like Richard Nixon, dab it with a hanky. He did not listen to me, but I love him. I am filled with such love for him.
How can we have a lady? Do you speak in a more American voice? Is it possible?
I will speak in an American voice for you now.
Would you do that?
How I speak. This is who I am and what I will be. Shove it.
I
have a friend who I've been dying to meet for such a long time.
Who's that?
Your newsman. Hello. You are Buzz Burbank. You are famous all over the world. wherever I travel. And you notice I keep my hands on my chest in this lovely way.
I've noticed.
So that I can look at each and every one of my peoples and say, I wish to be your queen. I do wish to be your queen. Pickles are like pulling quarters from the ground. Every time someone has a pickle. Oh, a Teresa gets a dollar.
Mrs. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, not necessary. Thank you. And may I say one further thing to you? Every time an American takes one of those little packets of ketchup and puts it on their hamburger,
yes,
I get a little wealthier.
Thank you. Thank you. I am so pleased. I wish to be your number one gal.
When John dies, I am planning to get sex from Buzz. Yes, I find you very strapping. You are, of course, politically minded, much like me.
If Mr. Kerry, God forbid, yes, would to be hit by a bus...
Hopefully, you know, a long time from now.
Yes, but would you then marry another politician?
No, I have my eyes squarely on the newsman with the shrinking shirts. His name is Buzz. I would like to be Teresa Hines Carey Burbank. What happened to my microphone?
I'm sorry. What have that
my
man
microphone?
Have that man fired. Thank yes.
You. Thank you.
He's been fired.
Thank you.
Now, did you all enjoy me at the convention when I gave my sweet speech with my hands held
did
much
we?
Like this?
Honey, I gotta tell you something. Speaking for all Americans.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Do not refer to me as honey. You are not allowed. I forbid you.
What the? What'd you just do? You just pushed the microphone.
I forbid you to tell me honey. You are not allowed to call John.
Why not?
John, have him put away.
He can't help you now.
Have him put away.
Sugar pie, honey bunch.
That is uncalled for. I
honey.
Do not know you with such familiar terminology to use for Teresa. You are not allowed to speak to Teresa like this. Teresa does not accept your honey. If you wish to ask Teresa questions, you must address Teresa in the way she would love to be addressed. You will refer to me simply as Teresa, or Mrs. Carey, or as First Lady-to-be. But please, honey, or sugar, or toots, or what you degrade your women with, will not be coming across to me with this interview. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, honey, whatever works for you. Here's where I'm really coming from.
I will tell you one thing.
What's that?
I will try to seduce you with my moist thoughts.
Oh!
What do you think of that, big boy?
I think I need a sponge.
That is so disgusting. Refer to me simply as Teresa.
All right, Teresa.
Yes,
here's my problem.
May I call you Donnie?
Yes, D-O-N-I.
Oh, Donnie.
I am going to vote for your husband.
Thank you for your support.
The other guy is a dope.
We are so grateful, and you are so correct.
However, I am slightly concerned. I mean, I understand that America has landed the free home of the brave. Everybody came
from... Time out. It is time for my injection. Botox! I require my Botox injection.
Oh, I got news, honey. If that's the case, it ain't working.
Yes, please, over the right eye. Thank you. Oh, ow.
And?
Oh, just a little more. Yes. Oh,
there you go.
Oh, that is good. My face is now in a total state of paralysis, so that I will look younger. And some of my laugh lines have gone away. Don't you think some of my laugh lines have
Lovely.
Gone away?
Here's the thing.
Yes.
As I was saying, America, land of the free, home of the brave. Everybody comes from someplace else. But am I the only one that's thinking, I don't necessarily want my first lady, no matter how great her husband is, to sound like Zsa Zsa Gabor?
That is uncalled for. I do not sound like Zsa Zsa Gabor unless I let my guard down. I really don't. So you understand, only when I relax. If I was to relax... I'm not relaxed now, but if I was to relax, the accent would be much heavier and you would not even be able to understand me. I am trying to be an American.
Really? Well, then, for one moment here, relax and let me hear you. I will refer to you as Teresa.
And you wish for me to speak the way I speak with my close, intimate family and friends?
Yes. Drop this great American accent that you're giving us and let me hear
the real you.
If you wish, right? Okay. I can do this because it is. If I relax the face,
relax, Teresa.
My face will fall.
Don't worry, we'll pick it up if it falls.
Let me close my eyes.
Get into the trance, Teresa.
Satisfera. And now I am so relaxed that I feel so good. You are a good man, Donnie. This is the way I speak normally around my friends.
He's fine. There we go.
They love you for it.
This is the way I speak.
They love you for it.
Then I am in private. This is the way I speak to everybody in my house. H-A-U-S. Even though I don't even come from Germany.
I am in a total state of relaxation. The creatures of the night, what beautiful music they make. I must get tense again and go back to the way I was speaking. I'm trying so hard.
Okay, honey.
I'm trying. You are not allowed. You refer to me as Teresa.
Well, no, I thought that would get you right back to the way that you wanted to talk. If I called you honey.
You will not say that again if you know my secret.
What is your secret?
When John is swarming, I can have you imprisoned.
Hey!
Thank you. Thank you so much.
To play low budget Jeopardy with Teresa.
You will be sent to the dungeon.
Teresa.
I will send you to the tower. Never to be seen again by your lovely wife, Freda. How is Freda?
She's fine.
Tell Freda I am fine.
Who has bigger sideburns, do you think? You or me?
I am not sure, but that is... You are joking. You're a comedian.
I'm kidding.
Say hi to Freda.
A comedian. Okay.
And peace be with you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Simpsons the other night, and Bart Simpson hadn't done his homework, and he's afraid to take a history test. Well, he was praying for snow, and it was a blizzard. Yeah, and so, you know, the little girl reminded him that, hey, you prayed to get some extra time to study for that history test, and made him go up there and study. And he got him a 59, which was a failing grade, but then the teacher gave him a 60, and he passed the fourth grade.
If only I could have seen what was happening to me, I might have done something about it. My marriage was falling apart. Priscilla and I were hardly ever together, and even when we were, things weren't the same. One day while I was playing Vegas, Priscilla came to tell me she wanted a divorce. At first, I was angry and hurt. It took a long time for me to accept it, but losing her really got to me. After all the years together, we just couldn't make things work out.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
So Sonny Jurgensen comes home. There's a dolphin in his recliner. He says, Margo, call the pescador. April Fool, that never really happened. It's The Best of Don and Mike with me, your old buddy, Rob Spiewak. Hope you're looking forward to a great weekend. You know, Don and Mike are back on Monday. So that's good news. But with that in mind, that being said, Don loves to say that. That being said, let's move on with Low Budget Jeopardy with the Gypsy Woman, Teresa Heinz Kerry, on The Best of Don and Mike.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I am so glad to be here on the Don and Mike show.
You know, there's a song that comes to my mind.
I'm very pleased.
I think it's Brian Hyland. If I had it, I'd play it.
Yes.
But he used it as a rejoiner.
What would that be?
She was a gypsy woman.
Oh, that is fine. I am fond of all music so far.
And also, how about gypsies, tramps, and thieves?
I love Cher. She is so good. Cher is one of my favorite. I was talking with one of your employees, Joan Latta.
Oh, Jayla!
In the hallway. She said that yesterday you provided them with wine and cheese.
Yes, for a couple of the ladies that work here at the station.
So kind. I am a big fan of cheese. I wish to have cheese all the time on the campaign trail. I love different cheeses, brie and cheddar, cheddar, I should say. Cheese. And you're wonderful. You know, the only other weakness I have is for that candy from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
What is that?
Races, paces.
the Hercules is to me. Are we going to start the game now?
Yes, we are now.
This reverb, this echo you have from the convention.
Thank you all for coming. I am so glad to be accepting John's nomination to be First Lady. Thank you. I mean, thank you.
So it does go with you everywhere.
Yes, I am Teresa. Teresa. Teresa.
You know what? I'll just say it. You look like a crazy fortune teller.
Oh.
You look to me like what?
Shut up.
You look to me like
what? I can tell your fortune.
Hold on. You see.
I see a donkey. I see your fortune.
Yeah.
Don Gel Reynamo.
Yeah.
There is a dark prison cell in your future.
Oh, now, what? When you get elected, you're going to throw me in jail?
I will throw all of my enemies in jail.
Here's what you look to be like. You ever been like to an arcade or the old time boardwalk back in the day where you would put a dime in and the mechanical gypsy would give you your...
That is brilliant.
Would give you your...
I am... They have modeled all of those mechanical gypsies off of my face. Yes. Gulag for you, my friend. You will be in the gulag, and so will all of your friends.
Listen, let's play the game.
All of your evil henchmen.
Let's play a little bit of Jeopardy with Teresa. Teresa, who's playing with us today?
Today we are going to have a patent attorney from Reston, Virginia. Let's say hi to Jerry's brother, Ken Springer.
Okay, here is Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hello, LQ.
Hey, dude, and please say hello to the lady.
Hello, Teresa.
Ah, that is the way to speak to me, Ken, not to call me honey or toots or something like that.
Right, baby.
When do I read the tea leaves for you? And now let us welcome a lady, and I am championing the cause of all women for this election. I am. Let me put my hands in that spot again. Yes, sirree. I would like to say hi to a framer from Alexandria. This is Roxana Arce.
Hello, Roxana.
How are you,
LQ? Hi there.
Wonderful.
Well, turn that down a little bit.
And okay. Now entering the studio, and please, I would like to tell all of my friends here that I have brought with me from the convention, please, to welcome the host of No Budget Jeopardy, Mr. Alex Trebek Geronimo. Yeah. Oh, they have stopped their applause.
Now, why is
only a small group of women?
Applause is like the standard can thing.
Oh, and yours. May I send out my...
There's yours.
May I, as I gaze into my magic crystal, I see something. Oh, I see Diana DeGarmo falling downstairs. Oh, such a poor little fat girl. All right, now I have introduced you. We are here to start the
game. Here's the categories. Kids, your categories are Tour de Lance.
Tour de Lance. I know what that is.
What state is NFL training camp in?
Oh, you are such a fan of the brutal sport.
Guests on the Don and Mike show this week.
Oh, very good.
By the numbers.
I have been busy, though.
And new on Divid.
New on Divid, yes.
DVD.
Could I get a chaise platter?
We have Tour de Lance.
Tour de Lance.
What state is training camp in?
Yes, of course.
Guests on the Don and Mike show this week.
I see.
By the numbers. Do on DVD.
Do I really look like a gypsy to you?
You do. And you know what? You look like one of those where it would be, for 5 cents, it would either be tell your fortune or guess your weight.
Yes, I can do both.
Guess your weight.
I can do both.
And maybe even sometimes that arm wrestling machine.
Yeah, that would be fun too. You would even believe it more if you saw me on the campaign bus when I wear the special bandana.
Thank you. All right, Roxana.
Yes.
Roxana, let's start with you.
Okay. I want to go with new DVD.
New on DVD. All right, new on DVD. Sometimes this weekend, sometimes last week. Anyway, new on DVD for one stars Ron Perlman.
Right now.
Very funny, Roxanne. Remember, it is never funny to lose. Ken, it is your chance to steal.
What is Hellboy?
Yes.
Yes, the laughter has silenced in the land of Roxana. Please represent all women as I try to, with force and strength.
Ken,
you're in control.
Yes, what is new on DVD for two, please?
He'll get this. I know he'll get this one. Re-release stars Elizabeth Barkley.
Oh, Showgirl.
What is Showgirl?
Okay, Showgirl.
Hey, listen.
$2.
Hey, dumb lady.
I'm sorry.
Don't whisper the answer.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Roxana, this is Teresa.
Okay.
Roxana, you're giving him such an advantage when you love this.
What a dumb bitch she is.
Oh, such language. Shove it. Thank you. Thank you. I tell him to shove it, and you agree. Ladies, gather around.
No, I believe they're applauding that I called this woman a dumb bitch.
Oh, okay. Well, can you...
Are you those who are applauding that I said dumb bitch?
No, they are with me. Those that think he is a foul, brutal man who I sell in prison.
You're going to put me in prison.
I will be campaigning for John in my festively colored horse-drawn gypsy wagon. Thank you, Rob.
Let's see. Ken, go again, please.
Yes, new on DVD for three, please, LQ.
Cult TV show from 1986, now released, season one has been released on DVD.
No idea.
This is hard.
Oh, that's depressing, Ken. Almost as depressing as on the campaign trail when I lost all my pots and pans off the back of the wagon. Roxana, your chance to see.
No clue.
Oh, and we're turning off the alarm. Don't bother. I'm going to say the word. The show is called Sledgehammer.
Yes, Sledgehammer.
Now turn the alarm back on.
And Ken, you are in control.
What is state of NFL training camp for one, please?
Okay, I'll tell you an NFL team. You tell me what state their training camp is. It's a great weekend. All the camps open this weekend. For one, your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What is Florida?
Right, Orlando, Florida.
$1 for you, Ken. Select again, please.
State of NFL training camps for two.
Your Kansas City Chiefs.
What is Missouri?
Negative.
Roxana, your chance to steal.
Kansas?
Oh, that was not even in the form of a question, honey. And no, they go to Wisconsin.
Okay.
And Ken, you're in control.
State of NFL training camps for three.
Your Atlanta Falcons.
What is Georgia?
No.
Roxana, your chance to steal.
Darling, come on.
North Carolina.
Not in the form of a question. Stupid bitch.
Sorry.
Oh, that is such evil language. May I take this opportunity to urge all of your listeners to visit our campaign headquarters in the woods just outside of town.
And, of course, I only called her a stupid bitch to get a rise out of you.
I know.
Queen of the gypsies.
We will take all of our sticks and our pitchforks, and we will attack you. You are in control.
You know you're going to be number one with hobos.
Yes, of course, yes.
Buy the numbers for one, please.
Hold on. Oh, Atlanta, they train in South Carolina. South Carolina is where the Falcons do. You want to buy the numbers?
For one, please.
Here we go. Buy the numbers. The number of months Martha Stewart was sentenced to in real, not at home, but in real jail. Number of months Martha Stewart was sentenced to jail.
What is five?
Right.
$1 for you. You are rolling now, Ken.
Buy the numbers for two.
Number of days in the month of July.
What is 31?
Right.
$2 for you. Congratulations. Let's move on.
Buy the numbers for three, please.
American Idol just raised the age limit for this. This is the age now for all future contestants. You can't be older than this age. They just raised it to this age.
What is 40?
Roxana.
Now I'd watch that show.
What is 28?
Hey, Roxana.
Yay!
$3. Oh, her joy. It is contagious. It is contagious. May I interest you in a festive silk babushka? Please select again, Roxana.
Okay, I am going for guest of the week. The weekend.
Okay, guest this week on the Don and Mike show.
Oh, dear me.
Why, what's happened?
I seem to have lost one of my garish gold hoop earrings. What was that I interrupted you, Roxana?
She wants guests on the show this week. And I was wondering if you might have any voodoo.
No, that's not correct.
That's not gypsy stuff?
No, you are being abased. Stop being abased. You are my beast of burden.
Guests on the Don and Mike show this week. Here you go. Ready, Roxana?
Yes.
For one, he is this man's hairdresser.
Ryan Seacrest. What?
That was not in the form of a question.
Ken, your chance to steal.
Who's Ryan Seacrest?
Correct.
$1 for you, Ken. You are the commanding lead. Select again.
Yes, this week on Don and Mike show for two, please.
He was a runner-up on The Apprentice.
No idea.
Ah.
Roxana, your chance to steal.
Me neither.
Oh, don't you remember Sam? Sam I am,
and Ken, you're in control.
Guest this week on Don and Mike Show for 3.
She does the weather on CBS 2 in Los Angeles.
Who is Lisa Joyner?
Yeah, now that one you know. There, my God.
Yes, for you, Ken. Now select another category.
Let me just say something to you, Teresa. Lisa Joyner, now there's a woman that we could all agree on.
Yes, I share that with you.
Thank you.
She is so lovely. And a good Democrat. Thank you.
And,
thank you.
Last category now on the board. I think all we have left is Tour de Lance.
May I interest you in a tin coffee cup filled with goulash?
Tour de Lance, for one. Don't you have some fake Cuban cigars you could sell me, too?
I could do that for you, yes, yes. I will get one of my many, many little underlings. Yes, one of my cousins to sell you that.
Somewhere don't you have, not an organ grinder's box, but don't you have a box like with chickens and monkeys in
yes,
them?
Yes, I do. Yes, we must eat on the campaign trail. We must eat. It is essential. How about some hand-tooled leather goods? All right, Ken.
His wallet.
You must participate. All right, in
Tour de Lance for what? Oh, we gotta run this. We got Rich Eisen come up. Here we go. Tour de Lance for what? Number of Tour de France bicycle races now won by Lance Armstrong.
What is 6?
Right.
$1 for you. Select again.
Tour de Lance for 2.
She is his rock star gal pal.
Who is? Oh, I'm sorry, I dropped the blank.
Roxana, your chance to steal.
Oh, honey.
I don't know.
Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow.
And Ken, you're in control for the last question.
Yes, Tour de Lance for 3, please.
Here we go. The American Cycling Team's new primary sponsor for next year, replacing the Postal Service.
This is Discovery Channel.
That's right.
$3. That is the end of the first round of Low Budget Shuffle.
It is. Now, who's got what here?
Oh, Ken.
I do.
Ken has a commanding lead of $15 to Rooks and a simple $3 total.
All right. Well, Roxana, you're in the game because anybody can win and find a Low Budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck. Here's the category. Your category is, what's up, Doc? Or should I say, what's up, Doc?
How are you doing?
Because it's about Shaq. Here is your answer. It's the jersey number the jersey number that Shaquille O'Neal will wear starting the season with the Miami Heat. You get it? He's wearing a different number. The jersey number Shaq will wear starting this season with the Miami Heat. Kids, don't forget to answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive 10,000 recipes you can make with ketchup. I must tell you something about Teresa. I love everything with ketchup, and I have never found anything that ketchup doesn't help. Did you know, my friends, that ketchup actually improves the following foods?
Like what?
Pancakes, gummy bears, tuna fish, marshmallows, and asparagus. With my recipes, you will also want to pour ketchup on everything. I thank you. And now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Gypsy
it's
Woman.
Thank you very much.
Hey, where's your tarot cards?
I have them in the back of my wheel trailer. My cart.
It's Roxana we'll talk to first. Roxana, the jersey number Shaq will wear starting next year with the Miami Heat.
What is 24?
Oh.
I am so sorry. That drops you to 0.
Negative. Here you go, Ken. You're the big wiener if you have the right answer.
I think I'm going to make Alan Cheapwad very happy. What is 00?
No.
You both have lost. You have both disappointed me greatly.
It's 32. He wore it when he played in Orlando. He couldn't wear it in Los Angeles because Magic wore it. He wore 34. Yeah. Now he wears 32 with the Miami Heat.
Yes, you have both lost.
And that means, you're right about that, Ken. Alan will be very happy.
You don't not try your best.
No money given away. Don't go away mad, Roxana and Ken. Simply go away. Here now is Teresa Hines to tell you about your parting gift. Teresa.
Both of you have won a pair of tickets to see Kid Rock at Meriwether Post Pavilion on Thursday. Hello?
Yeah, I think she's happy.
Are you?
Yes!
You're happy. Tickets at Ticketmaster Outlets and MeriwetherMusic.com. Congratulations to both of you, and thank you so, so much for playing the game.
Oh, we're getting to get... Boy, it must be a little lean this week.
Very lean. We are out of prizes.
There you go. Roxana and Ken, thank you both. Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, you too.
Okay.
Hold on.
Bye-bye. At least you could have given them some cheese like you gave your office workers. No? You have no cheese to give for them?
No cheese.
No cheese for to give them.
Teresa, all I can say is...
Yes?
I would like to put out my hand to you.
Oh, I will take your hand.
And ask you, would you please read my lifeline?
Oh, gypsy jokes. Yes. I must get in my wooden card. Farewell.
Oh, hold on. You know, I bring her back in because she didn't get a chance to do her whole... Let me just ask you. Do you want me to bring her back, ladies and gentlemen? Yes.
Who cares for to shut the door on Teresa's wooden shoe? I got my long flowing gypsy skirt caught in the door.
Teresa, always remember and never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Thoron Incorporated, and it's distributed for to King World.
And thank you, my lady.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Have a good night.
There she goes.
She scared me.
There she goes.
She's a little scared.
There is the Don and Mike Show.
Fool. Cleaved his hardened shell and fondled his muscled heart. He imbibed her glistening spell just before the other shoe fell.
Kramer, that is so lovely.
It's by an unknown 20th century poet.
Oh, what's his name?
Newman.
Here's the way I see it, Ted. Guy puts a fancy guarantee in a box because he wants you to feel all warm and toasty inside.
Yeah, makes a man feel good.
Of course it does. Why shouldn't it? You figure you put that little box under your pillow at night, the guarantee fairy might come by and leave a quarter. Am I right, Ted?
What's your point?
The point is, how do you know the fairy isn't a crazy glue sniffer? Build a model airplane, says the little fairy. Well, we're not buying it. If he sneaks into your house once, that's all it takes. Next thing you know, there's money missing off the dresser and your daughter's knocked up. I've seen it 100 times.
But why do they put a guarantee?
Me.
Okay, I'll buy from you.
Alex!
What?
Some guy to Rice with a New York Daily News called the... knows, he says, we're sort of jumping up and down. That's the f***ing way I feel when my team wins. And if I want to jump up and down with players when they f***ing do good, I'm going to do it. I don't give a sh** what the f***ing nose says.
We're on. Mike Show.
Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
We should have run that bumper with the 30 pounds of cheese. We'll go back and fix it. No, we won't. It's the best of Don and Mike. Thanks for joining us on this good-looking Friday, April 1st. It's me, the April Fool, Rob Spiewak. Oh, and you're going to like this next segment. It's a new game that caters to the smoker. Did you know we do that? Oh, yeah, we do. It's called Paper Pack. And what we do is we try to find the person who smokes the most and reward them. It's a great game. On this radio show, it's called The Best of Don and Mike.
Now, I would love to give away some cigarettes.
Okay.
Infinity, Viacom, CBS will not let us give away cigarettes.
All right.
So, we're going to give away money so you can buy cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
The game is... Paper Pack. Here's how we play. You call us right now at 877-365-3636. Not talking about yourself. Who's somebody you know? A relative. Works best. How many packs of cigarettes a day does that person smoke? I know we're going to get up by the mother load, where someone will call and say, 10 packs a day.
That's an incredible amount. I don't know
it if may happen, Mike. High. But listen, here's where the cash gets doubled. Let's say you call us up right now, with no time to set this up with anybody, and you say, hey, my grandpa smokes 10 packs a day. We call your grandpa right now, live on the air. We get him on the air.
Right.
If, in fact, he says he smokes 10 packs a day.
Yes.
Each of you gets $10 a pack.
Fantastic.
It's a chance for both the smoker and the person who's turning the smoker in.
It's a chance for a windfall of $200.
And...
Don't say 10. Now, don't make it up. You got to be, you know.
Right.
Because frankly, 5 packs a day is a miracle. Well, you're pushing it for 5 packs a day.
I've got faith in our listeners.
Well, you know, I'd say, you figure morning, noon, and night.
Don, Mike, Neil. Hello, Neil.
Yeah.
Neil, welcome to the debut of Paper Pack. Who is it that you know that smokes a lot?
My friend Leslie.
Your friend Leslie, how many packs a day?
I would say she is not a heavy smoker. She's a half a pack a day, but as you know, in this day and age, for women, that's a lot.
Well, that's not playing the game correctly.
How about a pack, you doofus? What are we going to pay her 50 cents?
Oh, that's
pay her $5?
Oh, come on.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Mike. Hello, Mike? Oh, bad sell there. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello, Perry.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Perry, who is it you know who smokes a lot?
My grandma.
Okay,
here we go.
Now we're getting to where, you know, the crap detectors won't go on off quite so much.
How many packs a day does grandma smoke?
I'll say 3, fingers crossed.
3 packs a day.
3. Okay.
An amazing amount of cigarettes.
You're in the running, Perry. Hold on a second. Joe, get Perry's grandma's information.
Very good.
Grandma's.
Now, right there, even though you're saying, hey, 3 packs a day, I know people. If you do, you got to call us because 3 packs a day could be a winner.
Right now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Who do you know that smokes a lot?
My Aunt Patty.
How many packs a day does Aunt Patty smoke?
4.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, we got to keep this guy as a finalist.
Perry's just been trumped. Hold on there, Mike.
But, you know, you got to get through to Aunt Patty.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Did we get your name? What is your name?
Mark.
Okay, Mark. Hold on a second.
Mark and his Aunt Patty.
Let's go to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Mike, who do you know? Mike in, what to say, Oklahoma? Are you listening in Oklahoma?
Yeah, just across state line by Wichita.
Oh, beautiful. Gotcha. Who is it that you know that smokes and how much?
There's my father, and he smokes about 8 packs a day.
Okay. I'm gonna close it out here if this is on a level. If we got an 8 pack a day.
And what's your dad's name?
Tim.
Because part of the process
did
will
you say,
be...
Did you say 8 packs a day?
Yes, sir. Last I knew, it was 8 packs a day. Yes, sir.
What does he do? What does your dad do?
He's dying.
He sits at home and smokes cigarettes.
He sits at home and smokes cigarettes.
He's kind of retired, yes.
He's semi-retired.
Yes.
Right now, 8 packs a day.
Now, keep in mind, if we call your dad up and he confirms 8 packs, we have detailed questions to ask him about his smoking habit.
Right, right.
Questions that we will not lay on you.
Just to confirm.
Yes. So, right. I'd say we could go with this guy.
Hey, Don, you're not going to do better than 8 packs.
Eight's a great number.
If you get 10 packs, I think somebody's lying to you. Right. 8 packs right now is, I find that hard to believe.
Mike in Oklahoma, hold on. Joe will get the information.
But also the part of the country, Oklahoma.
Your dad's phone number.
That could be helpful.
Keep the other people.
Keep Mark with Aunt Patty and 4 packs a day.
Hello, here is Greg. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Hey, Greg, what's the total and who's your person?
Well, actually, I work for an internet cigarette distributor, and I have people calling up ordering 12 cartons a week for themselves.
What, Albert?
Do you know anybody? You have to know a family member.
You'd be violating some type
of... My mother actually smokes 6 packs a day.
Not very thick close. Enough. Thank you, though.
But you want to keep around just in case Tim doesn't work out with 8 packs a day?
All right, maybe. Okay. So.
What's your mother's name, Greg?
It's Michelle.
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 Michelle. Ma Bell.
And you said Michelle is 6 packs a day?
8. Or no, so you're no, right, you 6, Mike, 6.
I was packs. Just doing some math on 8 packs a day. That would be 160 cigarettes, saying he sleeps 8 hours a day.
Right.
That would be 10 cigarettes an hour or 1 cigarette every 6 minutes of your day.
It is possible. Yeah, 8 packs is possible, but highly unlikely.
Bring me those numbers in. Let's get these phone numbers. Let's get this baby going. Hello. John, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I have a coworker that has about an 8 pack a day habit also.
What's the name of your coworker?
Vern.
Vern.
Of course. Vern is 64, 65 years old.
Here is Joe Ardinger. Hi, Joe.
Hi. So Mike got on with me and he said, well, he only smoked about 2 pack a day. I just wanted to yank their chain.
Okay. Thanks, jerk.
Thanks, idiot.
All right, well, now listen. Are you a jerk or are you a real caller, John?
Oh, I'm a real caller.
You're a real
now,
caller.
Are you estimating or what do you think?
I'm estimating.
Okay. All right. That's valid. 8 packs a day, you know.
Hold on. Hold on. We'll get the number. We'll get the number. We'll call Vern.
Yeah, and it's gonna, you know, I would wonder whether people would admit to that, you know, because it's like
I don't know.
But the people, you know, that stay at home, 60s.
Hello, Pete, Don and Mike show. Hi, Pete.
Hi, guys.
Hi there, Pete. Who do you know, and how many?
Well, I feel my new no, but my wife smokes 3 packs a day.
What's your wife's name?
Buffy.
Buffy. All right, hold on a second.
Was that Buffy or Puffy?
Hey, Rob.
we got Tim and Mike out of there. They were lying.
Hello, Greg.
Yes.
Hi, Greg. Who do you know? How much?
Michelle smokes 6 packs a day.
We already had Greg on.
That. All right. Sorry about that. Tim, did we have a guy named Tim?
We have no Tim listed down.
Tim. Hey, Joe, bring me some of these phone numbers. I'm dying here. I mean,
so are some of these people.
Tim, who is it that you know, and how much?
Tim, are you there?
Tim?
Oh, it's Sam. It's my cousin, Jack. She smokes 4.5 packs a day, and she works at a restaurant while she's smoking, too.
All right, hold on a second. I like that, Jack. What's her real name?
Jackie.
Cousin.
You call her Jack?
Yeah.
All right,
hold on.
See, that sounds legitimate.
Somebody in the back room, bring me some of these phone numbers, please. Chop chop. For goodness
sake. Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
Can of beer.
I like Vern. Now,
well, Vern so far, if you're counting numbers, is the leader after we eliminated Tim.
Yeah, he's 8, right?
Yeah, Vern is 8 packs a day, followed by Greg and his mother, Michelle, 6 packs a day. But I'll tell you, credibility would be the last guy, Sam, who says his aunt Jack, 4.5 packs a day. Then we've got a couple of individuals bringing up the rear. Mark with his aunt Patty, 4 packs a day.
He hung up.
Oh, he hung up. He's out of there. And Pete with Buffy,
hold on,
3 packs a day.
Make sure. Pete and Buffy, are you still there?
Sam bailed.
Yeah.
Buffy's number.
Okay, hold on a second. Sam bailed?
Yeah.
Sam gone.
Sam bailed. All right, what about...
What about John and Vern?
Yeah, let me find a... John...
Yes.
Were you able to give a number to Joe?
See, Vern is a rude salesman, so I'm waiting for a phone number where he is at right now.
All right, hold on. You know, time. Hold on. Dude Walker was nice enough. Thank you, Dude Walker, DudeWalker.com. Dude was nice enough to. You know the book I was talking about, the Pulp Fiction book?
Yes.
Dude sent us the actual page. So I want to say to all of our listeners now, if we are curt with you, it's because time is a factor.
Here? Is the time is a factor here?
It does not say here. We think fast, we talk fast, and we need you guys to act fast. If you want to get
That's
out of this.
That's not correct.
This is from the book.
No, the book's wrong. It's I think fast. It's not we. He's never said we.
Mike, I said we because it's you and I.
Oh.
I'm talking to our listeners here.
Okay, all right. Then it was I think fast. All right, you're quoting it. All right.
Yes.
Sorry.
I think fast.
Okay.
Although I do think fast, I was including you to be a buddy.
Okay.
I'm telling our listeners here.
With the packs a day, I'm all goddamn Sam confused here.
Okay, Sam called back.
Yeah.
Sam with Jack.
With Jackie.
And 4.5 packs.
Yeah. Which line is Sam on? Hello, Sam?
Yes.
Now, who is this Jackie we're calling? Is this your...
It's my cousin, yeah.
Your cousin,
yeah.
Okay, all right. Hold on, please.
And call Jackie.
And the guess is how many packs?
4.5 packs a day.
4.5. Here we go. Oh, and what I was saying to our listeners is... Oh, Robbie, there's the number. Would
John
you?
Caller?
Yeah, please do. I wish we had more time because people are calling.
Now, Don, I just want a point of order here. I'm not trying to be difficult, but Greg with his mother, Michelle... That's a 6-pack a day. Are you sure you don't want to go with that one first? Because that'll be our winner if we
get through. Having trouble getting a phone number for her.
So Sam's cousin, Jackie, if we can confirm, will be the big winner.
And again, if we had time, we would be able to take more of these calls. Please understand, if we're curt with you, it's because time is a factor. We think fast, we talk fast, and we need you guys to act fast if you want to get out of this. So pretty please, with sugar on top. Call the effing relatives. Anyway, so thank you to Dude Walker for sending that in. Rob's on the phone now.
This is Rob. My name is Rob, and I'm calling from the Don and Mike show. We have your cousin Sam on the line with us. And Sam has won a radio contest, but for him to get his prize, we need you to come on the air. May we put your voice on the air, Jackie?
There we go.
Okay, hang on. Be on the radio.
Get ready.
All right, now we got Sam, too, huh?
Yes, we do. Let's go to Sam first. Hi, Sam.
Yes.
Okay, here now is your cousin, Jackie.
Hello?
Hi, Jackie. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. We're doing a national, regional, coast-to-coast radio show, and joining us on the line is Sam, your cousin, right? Hi, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Sam, say
how
hi.
How you doing?
Yeah, say hi to your cousin, Jackie, Sam. Don't lock up on us here.
Hey, Jackie. And I'm sorry to get you on the air.
Now listen.
Okay. What are you doing?
We're playing a game. We're playing a brand new game called Paper Pack.
Paper Pack.
Now your cousin Sam has called us and told us how many packs of cigarettes a day he guesses you smoke.
Now Jackie, don't say anything yet because in order for Sam to win his prize, you have to actually confirm the number that Sam gave us. In the event that you confirm the number that Sam gave us, Don will pay you $10. A pack, and he will also pay Sam the same amount of money.
If your number matches.
If your number matches.
The question now, Jackie.
Yes.
How many packs a day do you smoke?
Well, I know this is, everybody knows me, and they know I'm a chain smoker, so I smoke about four packs a day.
You know what, Mike?
I think that's
close enough.
Yes, close enough.
It's close enough for the first edition of Pay for Packs.
I believe them both, and Sam said 4.5 packs a day. If it's about 4 packs, that's 4.5 packs.
And Jackie, on some days, could it be 5?
I've done 4.5.
Yeah, she's done 4.5.
I'm going to round it off to 5.
That's good.
I'm going to give each of you $50.
My doctor's listening, Sam. I'm going to kill you.
Listen, Jackie, yeah. you have won $50.
Oh,
and
wow.
We want you to spend the $50 buying cigarettes. Because we can't give them away on the show, but we want you to enjoy them. Jackie, what is your brand of choice?
Right now I'm smoking Saratogas.
Saratogas. Yeah.
And Sam, do you smoke?
I quit smoking.
You quit smoking. Well, hopefully,
go buy $50 worth of bologna.
This will start that.
I'm gonna start smoking because of this.
That's good.
Don't you dare.
No one likes a quitter.
All right, thank you both. Listen, like I said, you know, our time is your time, and until next time, that's it for Paper Pack because we got a break. Thank you, Sam. And thank you both
very much.
Clemen tasted yellow fingers, Topo Yorks, and milk to Zuma loving. These are not nice names, people. Smokers are people, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, they're all calling now. We got a break.
Right. Well, this will ramp them up for the next time.
Next time, because people are calling now saying, you know, screw Aunt Patty. Some guy's got a guy here, Uncle Sal, 13 packs
well,
a day.
Well, I think also the liars are calling
right,
up now.
So, anyway, we'll do it again. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't ask much from you, girl. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to? Why can't you treat me the way I would be treated by any stranger on the street? Because I am not one of your fans!
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
April Fool's Day with The Best of Don and Mike and your old buddy Rob Spiewak, and no fooling. We do have time for one more segment, a nice thick slice of Americana. Say, hey, it's Bachman Turner Overdrive, everybody. This is great. One of my favorite things Don and Mike do, and it really is a slice of Americana. They find a nut and they call her Judy Messaline as a UFO observation tower. And even better than that, we get a recipe for Texas cake. It's hard to explain, but fun to listen to. It's the best of Don and Mike.
There's a lady in...
Hey, lady!
A lady in Hooper, Colorado.
Hoopy!
And she has a 10-foot lookout platform that she's built in her backyard.
What is it, a stepladder?
So this crazy broad can look for UFOs. She built this massive 10-foot platform.
Massive. My God, it reaches halfway to space.
In the year 2000, and she says now that she's seen UFOs 31 different times, and, you know, she's Americana.
Judy Messoline.
She's what this show is all about.
That's right.
Judy Messoline.
Says Hooper, Colorado is a hotbed of UFO activity. Oh, now with the tower and everything.
We'll give her a long time to erect that.
Sure.
I'm just testing the dump people today.
Good afternoon, UFO Watchtower.
Yeah, hey, hi, Judy. It's Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. Who's Don and Mike?
Hi, Judy. It's the Don and Mike radio show. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Rob, who's that? Was that? Hold on just a second, Judy. Was that Frida on the phone?
That was indeed the luckiest woman in the world.
Uh-huh.
And your catchphrase, she says it even predates Frida, is that being said.
Yeah, that's what I've said now, that she, every time I say it, she says, stop saying that.
Well, that being said, and, let's talk to Judy.
And she said I say it on the show all the time as well. Uh-huh. That being said.
Be that as it may.
I agree. You know, logo in the, you know, crazy in the kabutza.
I kid you not.
Having said that.
We're talking to Judy Messoline.
Hi, yes. Judy.
Hello.
Judy, you built a 10-foot platform. Is it in your front yard or your backyard?
No, it's to the north of the house.
To the north of the house.
Why to the north? Is that the best place for viewing UFOs?
No, that's the place that was all cleared off and didn't have anything on it.
And, Judy, when you went to
now, don't
build...
try to appear normal, Judy.
I am normal. But you can say I'm not. I don't care.
Well, no, Judy, listen, the reason that you're on our show is because you're not normal. I mean, no offense, you seem like a nice enough lady, but you've built a 10-foot lookout platform, and you sit out there in a beach chair and, you know, smoke a Pall Mall cigarettes and look at the sky. What do?
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Okay.
That's it. Thanks for talking to us. Judy, it says that there have been 31 sightings of extraterrestrial spacecraft from the tower since it was built. So you and have you personally witnessed all 31 of these sightings?
No. I've witnessed 20 of them.
20 of them. Now,
20 of them.
How do you know what a UFO is?
We don't know if there's old green men on them or not. All I can tell you is they're totally bizarre. And, you know, I've started questioning Air Force guys that come in and saying, I've asked them, can our planes go really fast and just stop? And can our planes go really fast and just reverse? They said to not even think about the plane being able to do it. Think about the body inside the plane because the body couldn't take that kind of a force.
Wow. Judy, when's the last time you saw one of these UFOs?
Middle of August.
The middle of August?
Yeah.
And describe the classic one that you would see. Exactly what do you see, and tell us what it looks like.
The ones that we see the most, they're lights that are moving across the sky, and then they'll just stop. And then they go up and down and crossways and in circles, and they change all kinds of colors. And they're bizarre.
Have you ever been hospitalized?
No, but I wish I could. I get a rest then.
Are you a social drinker?
No.
you don't drink?
I don't drink. I don't do pot. I don't do any of that stuff.
Oh, dear. Have
I'm
you thought about
it? I'm a 59-year-old grandma.
You're a 59-year-old grandma.
Yeah.
And you, well, see, I believe, do you believe in UFOs, Don? I do believe in UFOs.
Oh, you were working for one.
I do believe.
Of course.
We're all working.
But, Judy, when you're up there on your 10-foot lookout platform, it seems to me, I'm no judge of height, you could get up on the roof of a house and be more up in the air than 10 feet. I mean, if you're really going to build a platform, baby,
right?
Build a platform to the stars. I mean, have you thought about
going higher?
Like 15, 20 feet up in the air?
Well, number one, see, I'm afraid of heights. That's number one. Number two, our elevation here is 7,600 feet.
So you're looking down anyway.
Wow. Yeah. So anyway, going up another 10 foot, and it's amazing when you get up just that 10 foot, how much closer to everything it puts you.
Do you have any friends, Judy, that, you know...
Well, why don't you just stop right there, Mike, with the first
part. Do you have any friends, first of all?
First part of the question.
Do I have any friends? Yeah, I have lots.
Do they grill you on this? Does anybody give you a hard time about, Judy, come on, there's no such thing, what's going on here?
Well, the people who know me know I don't go around telling stories, so...
So you believe that these are real UFOs?
You know, they're totally different from what I know that we are capable of doing military-wise and with our aircraft.
Judy, please be sharing with me your favorite recipe.
Share what?
Your favorite recipe.
Texas cake.
What is Texas cake?
How would you make that, ma'am?
Do you want to know?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay, 2 cups of flour, put 2 cups of sugar, put in a saucepan, a cup of water, a cup of butter, 1/4 cup of cocoa, boil that, pour it over the flour and sugar, and in another bowl, you really want to know.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah,
please.
Absolutely. But
more about this than the dumb UFO thing, yes.
It's normal.
Yeah, right. Right. Okay. Ooh. So anyway.
Texas cake.
You had me at Texas cake.
Oh, you want to know what else to do?
Yes.
Okay, in another bowl, you're going to put a half a cup of milk with about 2 tablespoons of vinegar.
Right.
Vinegar.
A teaspoon of baking soda, mm-hmm. and a quarter of a teaspoon of cinnamon, a teaspoon of vanilla, and 2 eggs.
I hear the cake is out of this world.
It is.
Sounds delicious.
The scariest thing about this interview is that she knows all those measurements off the top of her head.
Well, Judy, a lot.
Judy, listen, we always just like calling people who we see in the newspaper who have, got 10-foot lookout platforms in their backyard looking for UFOs.
For UFOs. Is there any particular time of year where you see more of these?
Well, we see more naturally in the summer because we're out more.
Okay.
Naturally.
You know, okay. our winters here are brutal, like 25, 30 below zero.
Wow. But you've seen them in the winter too, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we get
Did you build
all year long? And
did you build the tower because you were seeing them anyway, or did you start seeing them after you built the tower?
That's a good question, Buzz.
That was good.
That's why I said
I had never seen anything prior to opening this place.
Wow.
Never expected to. It was all a joke because I'd heard so many UFO stories down here, and I just, from the time we moved here in 95, I'd giggle and say, we need a UFO watchtower.
Julie, would you make us, Judy?
Huh?
Would you mail us a Texas cake?
Please, Judy.
Would you make
Judy,
us?
You, I mean, we,
would
everybody
you make us a Texas
I
cake.
I don't think it would survive in the mail.
I think it might.
Sure.
Rob, do you think it would if, like, she wrapped it in foil?
You know what? She could FedEx it.
You could FedEx it.
You FedEx.
Could you FedEx us a Texas cake, Judy? Everybody on the show would sure.
Here's the thing: we're having an absinthe show next week,
and we'd love to have your Texas
you
cake.
Would, huh?
Yeah, and nothing goes better with absinthe than Texas cake.
I mean, so just give it some thought, Judy, okay?
It's a good cake.
Okay, well, hold on, please.
I want a piece of that cake.
Hold on. We'll pay for the FedEx charges if you would be nice enough to mail us a Texas cake.
We will. If you ship it, we'll pay for all the shipping if you send us the cake.
Oh, you guys are funny.
Yeah, she's not going to make
us
the
serious.
Cake.
I'm going to get a pen and paper.
All right.
And I'm going to write down your address.
Very good. Perfect. God bless you.
And you know what?
What?
You'll be bugging me forever to send another.
Really? Oh, that's why the hesitation. Okay.
Okay, what's the address?
We're going to put you on hold.
Hold on, Judy. Hold on just a second.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
Good talk.
That's Judy, the crazy lady with the UFOs.
Uh-huh. Judy Messaline. What's her name? Messaline.
I know. Messaline.
Messaline.
Messaline. She's a crazy lady.
Messaline.
She doesn't sound crazy at all.
No.
She doesn't sound like some of the UFO wingnuts we've interviewed over the years.
But, you know, it's just great. She said, I never thought we'd see him, so we built the tower.
She built it as a joke, and then she started seeing him.
Yeah. So next week we'll get bombed and we'll have Texas cake.
That'll be and then, you know, of course, what follows that? Well, we can't say that now today. I don't even want to say throw up on the show today.
Hey.
Sorry.
Hey.
Bye.
Hey.
Sorry,
hey. Sorry, we're out of time.
Until we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.